Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Michael, I'm going to kill you! Bam! Bam! Bam!
Here it is! Bam!
Bam! Bam! Bam! Yes!
I'm Jason Gore, going to be in here with you for a couple of hours, and at 9 o'clock tonight, from 9 until midnight, 3 hours of some of the deepest classic rock you've ever heard on the radio. In fact, some of it you may have never heard on the radio. English Nick gives you the Vinyl Vineyard from 9 until midnight tonight. You can hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our HD2 channel, and you can also go to 96rock.com right now and get a little taste of it. We'll have that coming up at 9 o'clock.
At the count of three, I want y'all to tell me the name of my DJ. 1, 2, 3.
Jason Gore in with you until 6 a.m.
I never liked Led Zeppelin. I never liked heavy rock. I hate, like, if you ask me, like, those real, like, Grand Funk Railroad or even the crazy mega, you know, the mega jazz or like, crazy ones with the guitars. I hate that stuff.
Like Black Sabbath?
Black Sabbath. Not into what's it. The other one that's
AC/DC?
Really big? Yeah, and who's got Enter Sandman? Who's that?
Metallica.
I would never. If Metallica played my backyard, I'd draw the blinds. I mean, okay. I mean, give me a break. I mean, you gotta be.
Draw the blinds.
I mean, man, that's not music. I couldn't even listen to that.
Not into that.
Michael, I'm going to kill you!
You know, I've been listening to you for a while, and you've always said glad that your radio show is very unique, that you could always turn on the car. You always could turn on your show on in the car with the kids in the car.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to worry about any foul language.
Absolutely.
Right, so how come in the movie, like, your part, well, you know, you had to curse. Why couldn't you just, you know, do your part without cursing?
Because
your brand.
They asked me, but that's not my brand. The movie is an R-rated movie that I don't think you're going to be taking your kids to, and has nothing to do with my radio show, which is for 35 years a show you could turn on, and can turn on any day. And you'll never hear me doing any scatological stuff. You'll never hear me doing any nasty stuff. You won't hear me saying anything foul or doing anything for a cheap thrill or any of that stuff. And that sticks to this day. So you can turn it on with your kid in the car every day. The movie was a script. I could agree to do it or not do it. It was a script. I stuck to the script, okay?
So why did you agree to curse on you know, while everyone sees
again,
how you're light? That's something that people don't want to see.
What do you mean they don't want to see it? Don't see it. Don't go see it. I have no problem with that. It's an R-rated movie. You don't have to go see it. It's an R-rated movie. If you don't want to see it, it's an R-rated movie. You don't have to go see it. That has nothing to do with my radio show. If you don't see the difference, I can't help you. But you will never hear anything on this show that would in any way offend anybody in your family. Ever. Not one day, ever. Never has, never will. So, and I stick by that. And I've always stuck by that. So you can turn it on with your kids in the car any time. Any time. You will never have to say, oh, what are they talking about? Oh, look at the language he used. Oh, look what he's talking about. Look at the subject matter. You'll never have to do that, ever. Not once. Nor have you ever had to in 35 years. Jack in Lakewood, what's up, Jack?
Yeah, regarding the situation with Von Kress, have you ever engaged in anything like that yourself?
First of all, you're a moron for calling up with that nonsense. That's when not what you asked to call about. Okay, number one. All right, number two, I have not. But you know what? You're just a jerk for even calling up the show and wasting our time with that. Brian in Staten Island, what's up, Brian?
Vaping has become a very big business, as I understand it, like a giant business in a very short period of time. But we can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected. And I'm hearing it, and that's how the First Lady got involved. She's got a son together that is a beautiful young man, and she feels very, very strongly about it. She's seen it. We're both reading it. A lot of people are reading it. But people are dying with vaping. So.
Here's something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Do you have puppy dogs?
One thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton Manning and you have enough money, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? It can't be. And if I see that as a commercial, I'll throw up. Enough. You make enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game. One thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay?
So when I'm lifting these things, I'm literally thinking about combat.
You will never hear anything on this show that would in any way offend anybody in your family, ever. Not one day, ever.
We'll be right back. up, everybody? Hi, it's Tom. It's the best show. We got a good show for you tonight. We are going to give trophies to everyone because everybody gets trophies now. Everybody. That's how it goes. So tonight, you know what? Let's give everybody trophies. That's what we're going to do tonight. The number is 201-332-3484. 201-332-3484 if you want to get in on the action. Because, you know, everybody wants a piece of the action. I believe that our friends in the suite said that. And now, without further ado, I tell you that it is time for the best show to begin. Should we start it, Mike? Should we start it? All right, let's start it. Let's start the best show. This is how we do it. Each and every Tuesday from now until the end of time, this is how the show goes.
Michael, I'm going to kill you!
Jason Gorey with you until 6 a.m.
What's up? Best show. Hi. Hey.
Hey.
It's Tom, host of the show. What's going on, everybody? How are you tonight? Here. First day, October 2019. Got our crew here. AP Mike, Pat, Dudio. Boys are back in town. You order pizza yet, or whatever you're going to get? What? Yeah, pizza sounds good. Great. This is my impression of everybody out there. Yeah, pizza sounds good. I'll tell you, it's like a bleeping snake pit out there. It's like you think Slash has not seen a snake pit like that, like it's out there. Slash would be like, that's more of a snake. My band is called Slash's Snake Pit. This is more of a snake pit than a guy whose band is called Slash's Snake Pit can handle. Although maybe he can't handle any kind of snake pit, and that's just a fun name of his band. Slash a Snake Pit. Is that a good band? I don't know. I don't know if Slash a Snake Pit's good. Is that one of those bands that has a song that named after themselves? It's Slash a Snake Pit. Come on in to Slash a Snake Pit. Trying not to get bent. And Slash a Snake Pit. Oh, come on in. Jump in the snake pit. Lots of snakes in here. It doesn't rhyme at the end. That's poetry, man. You don't rhyme at the end. That shows you're a poet. When you're brave enough to not rhyme. Just heard from Spider Bags, our friend Dan. And the Spider Bags, love him. Love the band. Album's called Frozen Letter. Came out a few years ago. On Merge. Can't beat it, man. One of the guys who just keeps doing it. You keep doing it, Dan McGee. Who's good here, Mike? Who's good here that's not going to talk about the topic yet, but is going to give me something that can get the show started? Line one. What you gonna get on that pizza tonight? You gonna get mushrooms? Why don't you get mushrooms on it? Notice Pat is conspicuously silent throughout this. Best show, hi.
Oh, hi. Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
Hey, my name's JD.
JD?
Yes, sir.
JD, what's up? Where are you calling from, JD?
Calling from Texas. I was a placeholder from my daughter, Aubrey. She had to go take a bath.
Your daughter was going to come on the line.
Yeah, she sure was. Yeah, she wanted to tell you that she's never received a trophy.
Well, what, she taking a bath now?
She's taking a bath, yeah.
How long till she's back out of the bath and can get on the phone?
I don't know, about probably 5 minutes. She's been in there for about 5 minutes already.
So. All right. Look, yeah, I want to talk to your kid, JD. How old is your kid?
She's 10. She's in the fifth grade.
All right. I want to talk to Aubrey. No offense, JD.
Yeah, I'm kind of a snooze.
Yeah, no, what is this, Mike? Yeah, Mike's not happy with you, JD. You did a little bait and switch on him. Mike's like, oh, it's a kid. It's gold, radio gold.
Hold on, let me see where she's right. at.
Yeah,
I'm
see
sorry.
Where she's
Could
at.
Hold just sweetie, Tom's on the phone for you. Tom is on the phone for you. Okay, she says she's coming.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What's going on? You going to take your kid to see Joker this weekend?
No.
She's 10. That's about Joker age, right?
Well, you know, we did watch some wholesome family entertainment on Saturday night. We watched Terminator 2.
Okay.
I guess that was all right. You know, there's some F-bombs. There's some pretty gratuitous violence, but...
Nothing she ain't heard around the house, right?
Well, you're not wrong, but it had been a while. I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. It was they've been on a Stranger Things kick lately. They binge watched all three seasons, and so I was kind of just trying to think back to what I liked when I was a kid, and so I remember watching Terminator 2 pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's Stranger Things, right? You showed this to them, and then they were, like, scared of monsters and stuff?
You know, surprisingly, they weren't. I mean, maybe at the very beginning, but they're into it. That's what they're going to be for Halloween.
Who are they going to be?
Well, Aubrey's going to be 11.
Okay. Yeah, well, you said she's 10, so her birthday is when?
She just turned 10, but she wants to be Elle.
What's that?
she wants to be the main character.
The main character. What's the main character's name?
11.
11. Okay. Well, but she's 10 now. So she can't be 11 until next year.
Right. I know. It doesn't work out. You know, it's not simple math.
Yeah. Well, no, it does work out. Your child is 10, but she wants to be 11, but she's going to have to hang on for a year.
Yeah. Yep, you are right, sir. As always, you are right.
So with this stranger, so she wants to be what's her face with the thing, right?
Uh huh. Not Barb.
No, she's gonna be. She wants to be Millie Bobby Brown, and then she's gonna go around and make mean faces and kind of have blood come out her nose.
Yeah, she's got. She has a desire to dress in 80s clothes. She wants to be season 3. She cut her hair recently, about a month ago, to look so that she would resemble Millie Bobby Brown. And her plan is to just basically have fake blood from her little nose there and then stick her hand out and make, you know, mean mugging faces at people.
So what are we talking about? You have your daughter. Is that it? You have one child?
I have three.
Three?
But,
what are they going to be for Halloween? What are the other kids going to be for Halloween?
So my young guy, he's 8, and he wants to be also Stranger Things. He wants to be Dustin. So we were just actually talking a while. He's got an outfit picked out. I think it involves his Cub Scout hat.
Which one's Dustin again? The idiot who had the monster in his room?
Yeah.
That's maybe the dumbest thing I ever saw in anything. Watch these kids literally go through a thing where their town is attacked by a monster, right? And then this moron finds a baby monster and then decides it's his friend. It's maybe the dumbest thing I've ever seen in anything ever. He literally watched his friend get dragged into the upside down, but then he's like, "No, I want this monster to be my friend." What do you think is going to turn into a dog? No, it's a monster.
Hello.
Who? Oh, you scared me. Oh, oh, who's this?
Aubrey.
Aubrey, how are you tonight, Aubrey?
Good.
You good? You ready? Yeah. Where are you? You're in Texas now.
Yeah.
How do you like Texas?
Good. It's hot.
It's hot. You ever go to any other states, Aubrey?
Sometimes to visit my grandma.
Now, where's your grandma? Let me see if I can guess where your grandma is. Let me see. She's in a different state?
Yes.
North Carolina.
No, it snows there, though.
It snows where your grandmother is.
Yes.
Vermont.
No.
Hold on. I'm going to guess it. Am I close?
I don't know. I don't
Utah.
Know
Utah.
It starts with an N.
It starts with an N. Nebraska.
No.
New York.
No.
New Jersey.
No.
Nevada.
Yes.
It snows in Nevada?
Yes, it does.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I've never seen snow in Nevada.
Probably never been there.
No, that's a fair point. I have, though. I have been to Nevada, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What time of the year?
It was at different points, but it was in a different place in Nevada. Maybe it snows in some parts and doesn't snow in other parts.
Yeah, because we were in, like, fall, and it was, like, 30 degrees there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Was that cold? You were cold. You're not used to the cold like that, are you?
Yeah, we went to Tahoe. We're not used to it.
No. Did you make a snowball?
Well, it wasn't snowing at that time, but it does snow there.
Okay. Have you ever made a snowball?
Yeah. One time it snowed here.
It snowed there. Did you throw it? Who'd you throw it at? You throw it at your dad?
No. My dad's too nice for that.
He's too nice to throw a snowball at?
Yes.
Who'd you throw it at, though?
My cousin.
Your cousin. They're not so nice, right? Not as nice as your dad.
No, they're not nice.
Nobody's as nice as your dad, though, right?
No, except my mom.
Except your mom. They're tied, though. Is it a tie?
Yeah, it's a tie.
It's a tie. Now, let me guess what you're going to be for Halloween.
What?
You are going to be, I'm thinking you're going to be like from a movie or a TV show. Is that, how close am I with that?
Yeah, TV show.
From a TV show. Let me think. I'm going to say it's not a comedy. No.
Kinda.
Okay, let me think. I'm going to say you are going to be not from Stranger Things, right? You're not going to be 11 from Stranger Things, are you?
Maybe.
I think I got it. Did I guess it right?
Yeah, but my dad probably told
me. No, he didn't. Well, you owe me money now. I won that bet. You owe me $100 now, Aubrey.
I don't have that much money.
I'll give you my Venmo. Venmo me.
No.
No. Well, excuse me. I get half your Halloween candy then. How about that?
No.
10% of your Halloween candy.
You can have a piece.
I can have one piece.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're not even going to give me good candy. You're going to give me something that stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What are you going to give me? Airheads?
No, I won't give you that.
You're not going to give me a Snickers, though, right?
No.
No, you're going to keep those for yourself. What's your least favorite candy, Aubrey? Candy corn?
No, I like candy corn.
You ever put candy corn?
I don't like that type of coconut candy.
You don't like coconut candy?
It has chocolate and coconut, so I might as well give you that.
So you'll give me like a Mounds bar?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever take candy corn and put it on your teeth and make it like you're a vampire?
No.
You should try it sometime.
Have you tried it?
Not yet. My mom won't let me. She's afraid I'm gonna swallow the candy corn whole.
Your mom needs to toughen up.
My mom needs to toughen up.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. How old are you? Like 30?
79 years old.
I'm talking to an old grandpa.
I'm an old grandpa, yeah. 79 years young.
That's great.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. But you're like 10, right?
Yep.
How's that working for you? What's your favorite subject in school?
None? No.
You don't like school?
No.
You don't?
Well, I do. I get, like, good grades and stuff. I get, like, A's every time. It's boring.
So you're just too smart for school is what you're saying.
Yes.
What's your dad's first name, Aubrey?
Jeremy? Yes.
Is he near there? Is he near you?
Yeah.
This is what I want you to say to him. And you can say this. You can get it. You're not going to get in trouble, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what to say, and you just say it right back, okay? This is what we're going to do. You just repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Say, yo, okay. Jeremy.
Jeremy!
No, say, yo, Jeremy.
Yo, Jeremy!
I'm thirsty.
What?
I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
What do you want to drink? What do you like to drink?
Root beer.
Root beer. Here's what you're going to say now. Yo, Jeremy, I'm thirsty. And then snap your fingers.
Yo, Jeremy.
Wait, hold on, Aubrey. Here's what you're going to say. Yo, Jeremy, I'm thirsty. Then you snap your fingers and you go, root beer, now. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Go ahead and do it.
Make sure my dad doesn't ground me. Yo, Jeremy, I'm thirsty. Root beer, now.
Perfect. That was perfect.
You have a time limit.
Then you got to say, root beer me, Jeremy.
Root beer me, Jeremy.
Then say, why do they call you Jeremy? Because you're in the Pearl Jam song? Just say, why do they call you Jeremy? Because you're go ahead, say, why do they call you Jeremy?
Why do they call me Jeremy?
Because of the Pearl Jam song?
Because of the Pearl Jam song?
Yeah, there you go. Is he mad?
I don't even know what you said.
Is he mad?
No, he's just laughing at me.
And say this. Say, this is what you say. What? Jeremy spoke in class today. Say that.
Jeremy spoke in class today.
But in our house, he better zip his lips.
But in our house, he better zip his lips. he's taking a real, he's getting a real catch out of that.
Good. Well, where did he get your root beer yet?
I don't know.
Well, do you have it in front of you?
Promises.
He didn't get you. Say, hey, where's my root beer, Jeremy?
Hey, where's my root beer, Jeremy? Better. Have to act fast.
Yeah. He's not getting you a root beer, huh?
Nope. I mean, I have somebody to say hi to.
This is what who do you want to say hi to?
Clara Kane.
Clara Kane?
Yep.
Do you know her?
No, but I know she was trying to be
me. She was trying to be what?
Me. She's trying to be me.
Oh, that's right. She was trying to
be
you.
She's my doppelganger.
She's your doppelganger. You're her doppelganger now. Who's doppelganger?
I don't know. I'm not trying to be Clara Kane.
Well, this is what you're going to say. Say, let's do an impression of Clara. Hi, I'm Clara Kane. I'm funny.
Hi, I'm Clara Kane. I'm funny.
There you go. Very good. Aubrey, you're top notch. You're top notch, Aubrey.
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. It's a good kid. Good kid. At home, painting pictures. Is that the lyric? Your lemon yellow sky. Daddy never talks about it. Jeremy spoke in class today. Jeremy spoke in. Clay-a-stree. Who's good here, Mike? Best show, hi.
Oh, howdy. How are you, Mr. Chaplin?
Oh, I said good, Mike. Hi, who's this?
This is Texas Bob Williams.
Great.
How you doing?
Great.
Dr. Chaplin, I got a problem. Here's my problem.
What's that?
I got a friend.
Yeah.
Now, my friend... He's got a problem. He loves this girl, you see, but he's got a problem. He's got to ride a horse, and he don't know how.
Okay.
And I could tell you in the song. You can tell you in this little song. Will you hear it?
Sure. Let's hear it.
Well, this is the way it goes.
Anymore.
Hey, come over here. Want to sing from this jam? Oh, all right. I'll just
do
it.
What did I do?
Okay.
This?
Yeah, Eddie. Eddie Jones. Okay. Giddy up, whoa. Giddy up, whoa. I don't know what I'm going to do. Giddy up, whoa. Giddy up, whoa.
Literally like
my mom said something my legs won't do. Yeah, I got to learn to ride a horse. If I'm going to get along with that gal, if I do something, I got to learn to ride a horse. Got to make a horse my pal. Giddy up, whoa. Oh, yeah. Whoa, there, whoa. Giddy up, whoa. Don't know what I'm going to do. Giddy up, whoa. Giddy up, whoa. My mom said something they won't do. Yeah, she wants a red-blooded cowboy. That's why the guys do.
I love it.
Well, I'm going to become a red-blooded cowboy. Okay. Go on, have nothing to do with me. Giddy up, whoa. Giddy up, whoa. Giddy up, whoa, boy. I don't know what I'm going to do. Giddy up, whoa. If I do something, giddy up, whoa. My mom said something. My mom said something. My mom said something. He's lame. What do you want to do? Keep me your way.
Great.
Captain, can you help me?
Yeah, yeah. No, I can help you.
What should I do?
Giddy up and go.
Okay, Tom.
You gotta giddy up and go.
How you doing, Tom?
Oh, I'm great.
Okay, man. We're rocking the world at Superboard Revolution. And
we are.
Got a big show coming up for Halloween, I think, at Maloney's.
You got a big show for Halloween?
Yeah, I think so, man. Yeah.
I can't wait. AP Mike's gonna be there.
Love you, Tom.
For letting you through. Okay.
You're the best,
you have
man.
A great
Bye.
Night, buddy. Bye. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Ethan in West Philly.
Ethan in West Philly. What's up, buddy?
I just found out recently that Idris Elba was riding a horse around Philly a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Was he filming a movie or just riding a horse?
I wish he was just riding a horse, but it's for a movie.
Yeah, I would guess that he didn't go to Philly to ride a horse just around. That's what I would speculate. He could get a horse wherever he was.
He dressed up like a cowboy, though.
For the movie he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought of one for the...
For the topic, you got something?
Thing.
What's that now? We got four.
Has
minutes.
Anyone said Wilco?
For what now?
For the band album song name thing.
Wilco had a song called Wilco, We're Wilco or something, right? Wilco the band?
It's just called Wilco the song.
Wilco
and the
song.
Called
yeah.
Wilco.
And the album's called Wilco. So, yeah, that's one of the ones. You're right. There you go.
Yeah, and they say Wilco on the song. I think the chorus is like Wilco, Wilco.
But it's not as lively as what you just did, of course. Wilco, Wilco. What's going on in Philly?
Yeah.
What's going on tonight?
Other than Idris Elba, I was driving on 95 this weekend, and I was going to Massachusetts near the Bayonne exit. I saw this billboard that just said, Eat Clean, Bro. Have you seen these billboards?
Yeah, I have.
I had no idea what this was, and I looked it up. Have you ever seen this Eat Clean, Bro thing?
No, what is it? I've seen the billboards. Like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's like a meal delivery service, but it's just like I looked on their website, and the first thing they advertise, it says, the food you love in larger quantities, and it's like a to-go box with white rice and chili and, like, some shredded cheese on top, and it's like you can get five meals for... It says as low as $51.45.
You going to do that? You going to get in on that?
Well, they offer Bro Points, which is like their reward system.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got a message on the live chat on the site that I would be offered 100 Bro Points if I sign up.
Are you going to sign up?
Well,
hey, can we get Avalanche Bob back on the line? You didn't hang up, though, did you, buddy? I didn't hang up on him. Hey, where'd you go? Oh, come on. You can't take a little teasing? Ay, ay, ay. Now I'm going to hear from that guy. Really? I tell you. Tom can't win. Tom can't win, man. Sometimes he just can't win. Best show.
So true. So true.
Yeah, right?
How's it going? It's Xander in D.C.
How are you
doing? The show is as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. What's going on with you tonight?
You know, just cracking a couple brewskis, trying to unwind after another crazy day down here in the nation's capital.
Okay, you're in D.C., all right. And the nation.
Hey, I'll tell you what I deserve a trophy for.
What's that?
I deserve a trophy because I watched the entire Ken Burns Country thing in one sitting.
And how many hours is that?
Well, I think it was, how many episodes was it? Six? 2 hours each?
Okay.
Something like that? Something
so
like that?
So you logged a good 12 hours of country music.
I did. You know, it's funny because I don't know anything about country. Mm-hmm. And total blind spot. But I thought it was really educational. Did you see any of it?
Not yet. No, I haven't. I will watch it at some point. I've not seen any of it yet, though. But you learned a lot from it.
Oh, I did. And I especially loved the 45 times they had a performer recite the entire verse of a song immediately after we heard the recording of the verse.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a great strategy for...
doesn't it?
Okay, yeah, who wouldn't want to see that? Yeah, that sounds like a good so you hear the best version of those lyrics.
Exactly, the definitive version of the lyrics.
Yes. And then I have to watch, say it.
Well, who's the only country artist pretty much alive right now? It's Marty Stewart, right?
Marty Stewart, yes.
So you get to see him recite the lyric you just heard in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a real tight program.
Very tight. I'll tell you what's also tight.
What's that?
The shirts these guys wore in the 70s, George Jones, Billy Sherrill, Charlie Rich, Waylon and Merle.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, man, these shirts these guys are wearing, they make the 3 o'clock look like an even poorer Rocket Teams.
Wow, that's
I know that was a very specific and very unwarranted shade throw.
Sure, that's a very narrow.
And I apologize.
Very narrow target on that one.
I know. I'm sorry.
You dinged the 3 o'clock and the Rocketeens. It's actually impressive, though, in one sentence.
Right.
You dinged Waylon Jennings, the Rocketeens, and the 3 o'clock.
Three, yes.
Yeah. You know what I like about those country guys in their shirts is when they would wear like T-shirts that would have like some lettering on it that would be like the felt lettering.
Exactly. Now how tight are these shirts?
Two sizes too small.
Exactly.
Two sizes too small with some lettering that's poorly spaced.
Yep.
And it makes
on a ringer shirt.
On a ringer T-shirt. And it'll be like lettering, and it'll just say like I'm in the back of the tour bus.
That's right.
Like on the shirt. Yeah. Like it'll just have some inside joke. Just like you know, ask for Larry.
total inside joke, and you know that like one day Merle said, "We got to get shirts."
Yeah. Oh,
we
I'm gonna
get that on a T-shirt.
I'm putting that on a shirt, and then they're just like, "No, that's okay. That's real. No, it's really okay. You don't have to." I'm putting on a shirt, and everyone but me is wearing them
on stage.
I'm gonna still look cool on stage.
Right.
You guys are gonna look.
I'm the leader.
I'm the leader. I gotta look cool. You guys are gonna look real stupid.
Oh my God! I love those early country songs. Oh my God! They're just like, it's like, I'm just a mule, Skinner mule's all over this town, yodeling. And those slow ones.
Wait, that wasn't one of the slow ones?
That was one of the fast ones. That's like a hoedown song. And the slow ones are like, I said, how long will I have to do that stuff tonight to keep you from running roughshod on my heart? Yodeling. You know, I didn't realize I could yodel that well.
You are a pretty good yodeler. I got to give you credit there. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonder if I can make a living as a yodeler. Have you got any idea what, like, an entry-level yodeler earns?
Probably not much. I'm going to say it's probably not a high-salary slot.
You probably work into it.
I'd say there's probably more yodelers than jobs for yodelers.
Wonder.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to think about. Remember Yodels, the snack treat?
Yeah, I do. Do you think those were, do you think they call that because of the singing style?
I think it was the other way around.
That the singing style was named after the snack cake.
Yes.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
And Drake was named after the company that made them.
The hip hop artist.
No, the university.
Oh, the university was named after the snack cake company.
I'm pretty sure.
Sure. Now that made this all tracks.
I think it does. Hey, speaking of songs.
Yeah.
I had this thing pop into my head the other day, and I can't stop thinking about it now. And it's kind of a game, and I'd love to play it for a moment if we could.
Okay.
All right, you substitute the word mother every time someone says mama in a song.
Okay.
So, like, I'll start with, like, hey, mother said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Okay.
Kind of changes it, doesn't it?
Sure. So, I would then have to do one back to you?
Yeah, something that has mama in it.
Sure. Well, how about the song, how about, well, ah, can hear you, mother. Ha ha ha. The Genesis song, Mama.
It changes it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Yeah.
There was a Kiss song. It was, okay, so the new version would be, you'll never leave me, mother, so don't try. You pulled the trigger of my dig-a-dig, 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 love gun. Kind of creepy.
It's a little creepy then, yeah. That is a little, that one is a little creepy. What about well, I was sitting down and down, no, mother tried, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same idea, but it makes it really stiffer. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Can you do this is a stretch. I don't know if you're a fan of the Ramones or not. Mother's Boy?
Mother's Boy! Mother's Boy! Weird.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
How about, Pretty Little Thing, Let Me Light Your Candle, cause Mother, I'm so hard to handle now, dance around.
Yeah, that's, it's weird. It's very weird.
It is. Hey, speaking of the Black Crowes.
Yeah, I wasn't, but go ahead.
Well, that was a Black Crowes song. They wrote it.
Well, I don't know if that's true either, but go ahead.
I'm sure they wrote it.
Uh huh.
Their drummer Steve Gorman has a new memoir that just came out, and it's nuts.
Okay, really?
Yeah, the Robinson Brothers just constantly at each other's throats and just sabotaging everything. It kind of reminds me of what I've heard about you and your brother Dom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you answer this? Is it true that the two of you got into a fight over a roll of Necco wafers at a wedding and ended up rolling down the aisle and got tied up in your sister Carmelita's wedding gown and then knocked her over, which in turn knocked over the entire wedding party like bowling pins?
Yeah. Yeah. That happened, and it actually was Oh boy, this is, it was actually the lead-off clip on the final episode of America's Funniest Home Videos.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
It's pretty cool, though.
Is it?
I mean, it's a cool thing to say that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it got out there, to, you know, to the the viewing public.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I have one more. Bunk, ding, 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 ding. Mother Mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist him? Right?
Hey, imagine if everything we know about that and everything associated with it is Mother. So, like, the Broadway show is Mother Mia.
Mm-hmm.
The movies are Mother Mia.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what was your name again?
Excuse me?
Your name was, what, Xander?
Xander, yes.
Yeah. And you're in D.C., you said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are you in, like, media? Do I know you? You're not Xander. What's that?
Sorry. I don't think you know me.
Well, I mean, no, but you know. Like, I know who you are. This is not, this isn't Xander Forsythe, is it? You're the guy over at Shout News, the White House correspondent.
Guilty as charged.
So you're the Shout News Network White House correspondent.
I am. I'm flattered that you know me.
Oh my God. I watch you all the time on SNN.
Well, thanks, Tim. That really means a lot.
It's actually Tom. I get that a fair amount. People think it's Todd or Tim. I've come to accept that, you know, someone's going to get it wrong, and it just, I can't let it bother me.
Wow, that's so adult and wise of you. That's really, that's really something else.
Well, I mean, you've got to try to roll with it, you know?
Right. Makes sense. And I'll tell you, you sound a lot like Enrique Perez right now.
Who is Enrique Perez?
Are you serious?
Yeah, who is that?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you don't know about Enrique. Strap yourself in, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a few minutes to talk about this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, Enrique Perez covers the White House for Brazilian National Radio. And he came on about 4 months ago, and basically he replaced the previous Brazilian correspondent. And Trump is absolutely terrified of him.
He's absolutely terrified of what? Why would he be terrified of this guy?
Well, let me just paint the picture here, okay? Enrique is 74, so that's a year older than Trump. All right.
Okay.
But this cat looks like he's 55 max.
Okay.
He's male model handsome. He's 6'3", and of course, you know, Trump says he's 6'2", which he isn't. So he's taller than Trump, naturally. Body of somebody half his age, super tan, wears these great suits, does yoga, CrossFit, all that stuff. He's like a cross between Robert Redford, Antonio Banderas, Sandinista era Paul Simonon, Jesus, and RoboCop.
Wow.
Nuts. And everyone's in love with him, sexually, non-sexually, it doesn't even matter. He just has it, and he's not even trying. And the great thing about him is that he's so wise and nurturing to all of us, too.
Okay.
Me, Pete Alexander, Jim Acosta, Kristen Welker, Ashley Parker, Maggie Haberman, we all go to Enrique when we have a problem. And he always has a very well-thought-out solution or a gentle word of advice or encouragement. It's like he's not just the perfect man. He's the perfect human.
Okay.
And
wow.
All of this drives Trump crazy because he's everything Trump wants to be but will never be.
Mm-hmm.
He was orphaned at 5, completely self-made. What do you call it? Mensa? He's like a Mensa member.
Mm-hmm.
He's this former college professor, captain in the army, a fireman, a real estate mogul, a stage actor, and he succeeded at all of that stuff. And he got into reporting maybe like 5 years ago because he thought it would be fun.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think I've ever even like seen this guy. I mean, when you do like the press things, like does Trump ever like even call on him to ask a question? Because I don't.
He called. Well, it happened the first day. The first day Enrique was on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes his predecessor's spot, which was in the second row, pretty much right in front of Trump, like front and center.
Okay.
And so Trump comes out and he sees him and he's clearly shaken by how amazing this guy looked. And he kind of looks him up and down and he calls on him basically in an effort to size him up and, you know, in all probability to show him who was boss at these press meetings.
Sure.
And he even calls him young man. He goes, young man, how about you? And Enrique asked this really well-researched question about the deteriorating condition of the Amazon and how it's going to affect the world economy in a few years. And Trump's eyes just glaze over. And he, of course, has no idea what the question's about or how to even pretend to answer it. And so he does the thing he always does, which is like, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. And then he just goes immediately onto this, what he thinks is going to be an easy question from somebody else. And you know how we'll do those follow-up questions? We'll ask a question, he'll answer it, and we'll yell another one really quick.
Yep.
In hopes that he'll just immediately come to us again. So he'll either answer it or he'll move on. And so Enrique did that, and Trump clearly heard the follow-up question, but he pretended he didn't. And the question was, what happened to you when you were a child that turned you into this?
Wow.
And Trump absolutely heard the question. Mm-hmm. And you could see the fear in Trump's eyes. Like they say, the eyes don't lie, right?
Yeah.
And it instantly registered that Trump was thinking, this guy knows who and what I am. And it clearly freaked him out and totally unnerved him. So after that moment, Trump tried to remove Enrique from the press corps, but he was told it would be a really bad look.
Mm-hmm.
So Enrique gets moved to the back and to the left, like pretty far back there. But it's so weird. Trump can't keep from looking at Enrique, and the envy is just palpable. So whenever Trump tells one of his lies, it's like a magnet. He can't help but tell the lie and look immediately to Enrique for his reaction. And we all have come to learn that whenever he tells a lie, his eyes just go immediately to Enrique.
Really?
It's so crazy.
That's
and
weird.
Enrique's reaction is just how Fletch's boss reacts when Fletch tells him about the police chief selling drugs at the beach. Remember that?
Kinda.
The editor just goes, unbelievable. Like there's no way this guy believes a word you've just said. And it's like how a mother reacts when her child lies. And there's also like more than a scoop of embarrassment in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are all the gaffes and the ridiculous statements that Trump makes, you know, to make himself feel better and pump himself up like a big man.
Uh-huh.
And all those put downs.
Okay, like
just, you know, making fun of whoever, like Sleepy Joe Biden, that kind of thing.
Sure.
When he does that, Enrique either shakes his head and genuinely tears up in disappointment, or he has that expression you have when a puppy or like a small animal does something really stupid, like, oh my God, you poor thing. Oh,
yeah, like
no.
Can't jump up on a couch and like misses and
exactly. Oh yeah. My God, you poor little stupid thing, that sort of thing. So basically he's always just shaking his head in embarrassment for Trump, and he's always looking away from Trump so he doesn't see his eyes. And then Trump sees that reaction from Enrique, and it drives him even further insane. The one guy in the room that Trump wants to impress is so embarrassed by him he can't even look at him. It's like God's disappointed in you or something.
Yeah, wow.
And it's one of the main reasons Trump seems so unhinged lately. Everyone thinks it's either like early dementia or Adderall abuse, but it's because Enrique rattles him so much.
Uh-huh.
It's so bizarre. And the really weird, fun stuff began one day as we were trying to keep up with Trump, you know, as he was kind of like walking around real fast behind the White House, and we're all kind of yelling questions at him.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of all that, Enrique puts his hand on Trump's shoulder, which is something you just don't do. It doesn't happen. A reporter just does not touch the president. And Trump is just jumping out of his skin at this point. But, you know, Enrique's physically imposing compared to Trump. And Enrique looks directly into Trump's soul and says, "I can't imagine the turmoil you must be in." And Trump goes, you know, Trump thinks Enrique is talking about, you know, one of the world crises or something, or Mueller or the Democrats. And he goes, "You have no idea." He called him muchacho, I swear. And then Enrique says, "I can't imagine, you know, the self-hatred, the chronic lying, the shame of your constant gaffes, the knowing deep down you have no business being in the Oval Office." And Trump is shocked at this point, so shocked he couldn't really do anything. He just keeps walking. And Enrique continues on, you know, looking in the mirror each day and seeing how unhealthy you've become inside and out,
mm-hmm.
knowing that at best history will remember you as the man who wasted everybody's time, the constant realization that all reporters, all world leaders, even the dictators you think like you, are embarrassed to be in the same room as you. And Trump is just, he's well past dark orange. He's red at this point. But Enrique just keeps going. The devastating realization that everyone you think is cool thinks you're uncool.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that all the decades of bad karma are slowly and finally coming back to devour you alive, like the slithery snake devours the mongoose. And Trump is just dying at this point. And as I said before, the eyes don't lie, right?
Yeah.
There was the slightest look of devastation in Trump's eyes. And for a split second, I thought he was going to break down and just fall in front of Enrique and beg for help.
Yeah.
But it passed as quickly as it came. And Trump pretended he didn't hear the question at all. But, like, there were 50 of us who heard it, and we were just 10 yards away.
Yeah.
But Enrique wasn't trying to belittle or humiliate Trump. He was being genuine. He really cared about him on a human level. So fast forward a few weeks, and by this point, everyone loves Enrique so much that this day Trump was doing one of his impromptu pressers before boarding Air Force One,
mm-hmm.
and this car on the tarmac backfires, and the Secret Service guys instinctively rushed to protect Enrique, not Trump.
That, you're kidding me.
No, I swear, I saw it with my eyes.
They literally ran. They ran over to protect Enrique from whatever the situation could be.
Exactly.
Over
yes.
the president.
You can't imagine the expression on Trump's face. He tried to pretend like he didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So since that moment, Trump has been looking for Enrique's biggest weaknesses. But the problem is there aren't any. And he tries to humiliate and beat Enrique at all times. And you're never going to believe this, Tom, but Trump always loses.
Okay.
Hard to believe, right?
Yeah, no. Real hard to – okay. What happens?
So Trump will, like, jokingly challenge all of us, the entire press corps, to a contest. But each time he does it, he only looks at Enrique. Uh-huh. So Enrique feels like he's got to take him up on it, you know? Okay, I guess he means me. So,
sure. Like what do you mean, contest?
Like, how many push-ups can you do in a minute? So they do it. Enrique does 54, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so he just drops and does them?
He does them, yeah. And you know how many Trump did?
How many?
Zero. He couldn't get on his knees.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, yeah. And then there was another time that someone gave Trump an art set, like paints and things, to occupy him on the plane. So Trump does the weirdest thing. He challenges Enrique to a painting contest.
Uh-huh.
So Enrique does this really, really good painting of a majestic lion on like a what do you call it, the Serengeti? You know, like the open desert.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was amazing. And
but Trump must Trump? Have done a he must have done a nice thing. What did he do?
Well, Trump couldn't open his cans of paint, so he didn't paint anything.
Okay, so he didn't even get to that point.
Well, he couldn't figure out how to open them. and then they did karaoke.
Okay.
And I will say Trump actually held his own in that. He really did.
What did he do? He can sing.
Pardon me?
What song did he do? Do you know?
He did You Shook Me All Night Long.
I could see that.
Right?
Yeah.
He sounds a lot like vintage Lou Gramm.
Really? The guy from Foreigner?
He really does. He really does. So he was good, but he was no Enrique.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Man.
Enrique, he brought the roof down with this really beautiful version of Just the Way You Are. You know that song?
The Billy Joel song?
Exactly, yeah, sure. Yeah. And Melania was really wowed, and you could literally see steam coming out of Trump's ears.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was just like Fred Flintstone or something.
Yeah, when he would get irked, and then like
yes.
steam would come out of his ears.
And he even made the steam whistle sound.
Uh-huh. Like... it literally was like a living cartoon.
It was. He did it out of each ear. First it was left. And then it was the right. And then it was both.
That's... Oh, wow. I can picture that.
Right? Now, mm-hmm. Can you also picture this? Another reason Trump lost was because he kept dropping the mic because his hands are so small.
He couldn't hold the microphone.
No.
Well, that's a definite...
That's
going to work against you at karaoke.
Exactly. And then one day it was Andrea Mitchell's birthday.
Okay.
And so they were both going to toast her. And Enrique does this beautiful toast in Portuguese, mm-hmm. and then I don't know where he got this thing. He pulled out a rose and he gave it to her.
Uh huh.
It was really great.
Oh, that's charming.
And then Trump did one.
Okay, what did he do?
Yeah, he did a toast that none of us were totally sure was in a known human dialect, and a big chunk of KFC flew out of his mouth. And on to this really nice brooch that Obama gave her.
Mm-hmm.
It was flagrantly sick.
Yeah,
and it's just, right?
That's gross.
You can picture it. But I'll tell you, the two of them are like a real-life Goofus and Gallant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Highlights Magazine.
Exactly. But that's the thing. It's like Enrique is so eloquent, insightful, and funny, and I don't know if you know this, but he's the main reason Trump won't do the correspondence dinner.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He thinks Enrique is a sorcerer who can see into his very being, and he's afraid Enrique is going to tell the world what he sees in Trump's dark black soul.
So that's really what he thinks is going to happen if he shows up at one of those correspondent dinners.
It is, yeah. It's so weird.
That is.
Hey, I'm sorry to bend your ear. I got a roll.
No, that's cool. That's cool. It's good to hear. It's very interesting the stuff you're saying. You know.
Yeah, I mean it's I don't know. It's a crazy world down here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what where are you?
Excuse me.
I hear something. What's going on over there?
Oh, I've got band practice in a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you have band practice.
Yeah.
You're a member of the White House press corps, the White House press pool or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also in a band?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. A bunch of reporters and me, correspondents, news people, we've got this band. I play drums, Wolf Blitzer plays bass, Joe Scarborough and Katie Turr play guitar, Don Lemon and Leslie Stahl play keyboards, Enrique's our singer. And Philip Rucker, he's kind of our hype man, almost like Bez in the Happy Mondays.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a crazy band. I didn't know about that.
Well, you know, it's cool. We're called Enrique and the Chirons.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we practice it every Tuesday night. It's just for fun, though. you know. But I will say, I think we're really good, you know, and we sound just like the records, in my humble opinion.
Really?
Yeah. We do all kinds of stuff, Beatles, CCR, show tunes.
Okay.
And every week we'll assign ourselves a new song to learn for practice. And mm-hmm. Tonight's song is Walk This Way.
That's the song you agree, everybody agreed that that's what you're going to do.
Yes, yeah, and I think I have the drum thing down pretty good.
Okay, really?
Yeah. Not bad, right?
No, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been playing for years, but now I'm finally getting my chops back. It's really fun
to kind of get back behind the kit and.
Yeah, work it out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no.
What? What's wrong, Xander?
You know who is here.
Who?
Well, Mr. President.
Oh, okay.
He's known we're a band for months, and he's been hinting around about wanting to sit in at practice with us.
Uh-huh.
But nobody wants to be around him because we, you know, we're around him all day,
yeah.
And it's like it's killing us. He's just too much, mm-hmm. And he just got out of the tanning booth.
Okay,
and he's wearing the worst dad jeans ever. Oh my God, yellow Crocs. A Three Doors Down T-shirt that's too small with the sleeves cut off.
Cut
off. Yeah, you could totally see his belly.
Oof.
Camo MAGA hat, and to top it all off, a giant red necktie.
Over a Three Doors Down T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. It's. Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President? Where is Enrique? He's been deported! Yes, Mr. President, we know it. Sure. Sure, okay. Everybody, you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow, was that them? That actually sounds... Wait, are you there, Xander? Xander. Oh, there goes the line. I gotta say, that band, that sounds better. Mike, that sounded pretty good, right? Yeah. And the singer, though, that he does sound like Lou Gramm. I gotta give him credit. He's a better, much better singer than I thought he would be. Not too shabby, huh? You order that pizza? It is. How is it? Good? Mushroom. You like it? Mike, is it the pizza you like? They ordered the pizza you like finally, huh? Finally threw Mike a solid. Threw him a bone. Usually don't take care of you, Mike. You know how it goes. You don't like it, do you, Mike? Thank you.
Pick a spot over there, touch it, and describe it to me.
Just wood. Wall.
Fine, fine. Walk to this window over here. Touch a spot on the window and describe it to me.
This feels like glass.
Well, that's because it is glass. Describe it. Describe it the best you can.
Well, it's smooth.
Right.
It's warm, warmer than the wood because the sun's coming through.
Very good. Very good. Now walk to that wall again. Touch the spot. Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
A Ferris wheel.
It's beautiful. Thank you again.
Faster, please. Oh. I feel it.
Nothing. Nothing. That's what I feel. Nothing.
All right. Lunch on the veranda today. So get all moving, except for you, Freddy.
Back again, please.
Everyone. Beautiful day. Back again.
You will never hear anything on the show that would in any way offend anybody in your family, ever. Not one day, ever. Never has, never will. So, and I stick by that. And I've always stuck by that. So you can turn it on with your kids in the car any time. Any time. You will never have to say, oh, what are they talking about? Oh, look at the language he used. Oh, look what he's talking about. Look at the subject matter. You'll never have to do that, ever. Not once. Nor have you ever had to in 35 years.
Show, huh? Think about that, Mike. Weird, huh? Weird. Weird. Best show.
Hey, what's going on, Tom?
Not a whole lot. Who's this?
This is Mike in Nashville.
Mike in Nashville. What's up, Mike in Nashville?
Mike in Nashville.
Nashville, Mike. Nashville. I saw the movie Nashville last week with Julie Klausner. It's playing in New York City.
How is it?
What do you think? It's great. It's one of the greatest movies ever made. No, it wasn't that good this time. It's not a band. It's not different each time. Have you seen the movie?
I have not.
Oh.
I know.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's a movie that takes place in your city, my friend.
That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
I know, I gotta say it. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's your loss. You're the one who's gotta apologize for yourself. I sound like Jerry Seinfeld now. You're the one who's gotta apologize for yourself. Stop laughing, it's not funny. Stop laughing, it's not funny.
I understand this hate and anger that runs through me, and I...
Stop laughing. It's not funny. There's a scene, you know, the Parthenon, right? You ever go there and hang out?
I have been to the Parthenon a few times.
Yeah, well, the end of the movie takes place there, my friend.
The lady gets shot there, right? Or something?
Oh, happened. How dare you. You didn't see the movie. Now you're going to get it. You're going to try to say the ending of it and get it, not even get it right. Maybe
I'm telling about the ending.
What?
I've heard about the ending.
Yeah, you didn't see it. You didn't earn the right to spoil anything.
I understand.
You also got the thing with the country music's all over the place.
country music's everywhere. We just had that Ken Burns thing that I also did not watch.
Yeah. What are you busy? What do you? You got something better to do?
What do you? I just started school and I've been doing well at it, which is a new thing.
Tell me about school. What's school like for you?
I'm going to community college, and like I moved down here and then took a gap year, and now I'm going to the community college down here, and I just got a 100 on my history paper, which I think I deserve a trophy for.
Good job. So you want a trophy. That's what you're calling about, because you want a trophy.
I want a trophy.
Okay, Mike in Mashville. You want a trophy, you're going to get a trophy.
Yes.
Best community college student for September. You got it. Best Nashville community college student for September 2019.
Yes.
You like that? That fit? That fit well for you?
It fits extremely well, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. So what else is going on, Chief?
I went to a party the other day.
How was that?
And it was good. I talked to a girl, which I don't do.
Okay.
And then I cleaned my apartment.
Okay. Oh, you're killing it, huh?
I'm knocking things off the to-do list, and I'm feeling very good about myself.
Good for you, buddy. You're making it happen.
Thank you.
I celebrate you.
I appreciate it. And my band just started playing around town. It's a good time.
Your band's playing around town. What's your band called again?
It's called Mike DeVita. It's my name.
Mike the what now?
Mike DeVita, D-E-V-I-T-A.
Mike the Vita.
DeVita.
DeVita.
D-E-V-I-T-A. Yes, sir.
D-I.
D-E.
D-E. D-I-D-E. Mike D-I-D-E. Vita.
Mike D-E-V-I-T-A.
Mike D-E-V-T-I-E-T-A-V-I-T-A.
Yes, yes.
Well, that's a bit of a mouthful, my friend. You might want to simplify that. You sure you don't want to simplify? You sure you don't want me to give you a good name for that city?
Please do.
What's your music sound like?
It's like punk.
Okay. Well, you're called Mike the Punk. That's your new name, Mike the Punk.
I'll take it.
They'll stand out in Nashville, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you're walking around, if I can guess, you got a mohawk, exploited jacket, right?
I have short hair, and I'm wearing a GD Dave Hill Show t-shirt. No.
Hey, Mike, did you know that Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis is going to be on Monday, October 28th at 6 p.m. at UCB's Hell's Kitchen location?
I hadn't
the
clue.
Well, I was just handed a note that says this. Please keep that in mind.
If I'm in Hell's Kitchen at that time.
Yeah, if you're in Hell's Kitchen on Monday, October 28th at 6 p.m., you should go to the UCB Theater and check out Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis. That's Dudio.
You know, if my parents are up near there, I'll tell them to do it.
Mike the Punk. So tell me more about your punk rock music and being in Nashville. How does that fit in? Are they just like, I don't know what you're doing with that crazy punk rock music? Is that what they say?
No, there's a solid scene for it. It's like I haven't exactly tapped into the scene of it yet, but we've been playing around and people have been able to tolerate it. I mean, I end up on stage with like lipstick smeared all over my face and like whipping myself and stuff, and people haven't kicked me out yet.
They haven't kicked you out of Nashville or the scene?
I'm going to say both.
Well, look,
kicked out of nowhere yet.
You can do. I think it's cool. And what's your big? Right. What's the number one song you do in your band, Mike DeVita?
The number one song, probably "Hate Hotel," which is on Bandcamp.
Hate Hotel.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
Thank you.
Hate Hotel by Mike DeVita. All right, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Best Show, hi.
Hi.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Zoe out in Olympia.
Zoe.
Yeah, like Z-O-E, but there's like it's a Danish name.
How are you, Zoe?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been having a pretty good week so far.
Zoe, and where are you again, Zoe?
Olympia.
Olympia, home of, you can say it.
K-Records.
K-Records, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it again.
I love it.
So, Zoe, what's going on tonight?
Not much. Just hanging out, trying to relax from work.
Now, what is work? What is work for you, Zoe?
I'm a peer counselor at a nonprofit.
Can you imagine being a counselor at a profit, a for-profit? What would that be like?
Oh, God, no. That would be hell.
You'd be pushing.
I can't imagine. It's my nightmare.
Yeah. Because what would you be doing? Selling candy bars to the people you're counseling or something, right?
I just feel like I would just be counseling people on how to make the most profit, which just sounds soul-sucking.
Yeah, no. Although maybe there's a way you get this nonprofit thing going. Maybe you get some of these people, you get them to like do like a pyramid Amway thing or something, right?
One of those was it Avon?
Yeah,
you're
like, you make money when you sign up more people. You make money. The more people you sign up, the more money you make. And then they're just like, wait, aren't we doing a counseling thing here? And you're like, yes, I'm counseling you on how to get rich.
I don't know if that would fly too good. I work mostly with youth.
I think it's fantastic that you're doing that kind of work, Zoe.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I was actually hoping to call in for the topic kind of similarly about that.
Right off the bat, I'm giving you a trophy.
Oh, wow.
Counselor of the Year for Olympia. Counselor of the Month. I'm going to say month. Counselor of the Month. The year's not over yet.
No, you're right. That's good, but I can keep it going for a month.
Counselor of the Month for September of 2019.
Nice.
Zoe. World's greatest counselor. How about that? You wanted to say, what do you want it to say on the trophy? Because, you know, everybody gets a trophy these days.
Yeah, I feel like World's Greatest Counselor is good. I'll go big.
Okay, World's Greatest Counselor.
For the month.
You got it. Here's your trophy.
Nice. Nailed it.
Yeah, I got a trophy once. Matt Fraction, the comic book artist, the writer, the very talented, one of the most talented people in the business, gave me a trophy, and I have it in my hand right now. It says, Tom Sharpling, the best. And it's got a microphone on the top.
That sounds incredible.
It really is. It's one of the nicest things, and I have it in front of me when I do the show every week, and I look at it and I go, you know what? I am.
I'd agree.
Not according. There was an article. Vulture writes this article. The history of podcasting. No mention of Best Show in that.
What?
No mention. You know what? Look, it's one thing if they don't put the show in it. It's one thing if they don't put the Best Show in it. That's fine. I get it. But you know who should definitely be in that thing? Jesse Thorne. That guy Jesse Thorne should be in that thing. He wasn't in it, and that he was pushing the podcast thing huge. He's the reason the Best Show started podcasting. Was Jesse was like, you got to podcast the show. It'd be very easy to podcast it, and he encouraged me over and over. This guy is a true pioneer in podcasting. He helped Marin get his thing going. He's done so many shows on his network, and I think it's a disgrace that he was not in that article. That's a slap in the face. Me, I can take it or leave it. Look, I wish I could take it. I wish I was in there, but I get it. But Jesse Thorne, no, he was there. He was there at the beginning.
That's incredible. I feel like
it's nauseating.
Yeah, revise it a little.
If I was Jesse Thorne, I'd be flipping out right now. I would trash my studio. Right?
Do you think he's throwing them up in the Poconos?
Yeah, like when he's on a Max FunCon, he's going to flip out. I think Max FunCon might not be so much fun next time. It's going to be a 16-hour seminar on how he didn't get in that article.
Yeah,
No, he's a good guy, and he was jobbed on that.
Yeah, that seems like a grand omission.
Yeah, sure is. Anything else, though?
I had like kind of a funny thing to talk about. It's funny.
Let's hear it.
I just not necessarily trophy worthy, but in terms of personal successes, I managed to.
You got a trophy. You already got your trophy. What is this, the Oscars? What are you, Titanic? You're trying to get all the Oscars? Trying to leave with all the trophies?
No. This is just a personal victory. I've already given myself the trophy.
Good.
So I got out of an old job that was really hounding my brain. I've just been reflecting on how strange it was affecting me. I've got some, light psychosis issues sometimes, but got under control, but it was getting bad because I kept seeing Robert Zadar. I'm not sure if you're aware of this actor.
Robert who?
Zadar. Rest in peace. He used to be in a bunch of, B-movie horror stuff.
He was in B-movie with Jerry Seinfeld? B-movie?
B-movie that looked like him, but... Not really.
Your phone's conking out, though.
Oh, no. How is it now?
It's better now.
Oh, there we go. He's in the movie Maniac Cop.
Robert Zadar.
Yeah.
Z-apostrophe-D-A-R?
Two R's.
Okay. Died in 2015?
So, imagine that just... in the middle of an overnight shift, kind of lurking at the end of a hallway.
Sure.
And that was kind of my wake-up call of conquering. I need to get out of this job.
It says his name is Robert Zadarsky. I wonder if he's Chip Zdarsky's dad.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I think it says here he's Chip Zdarsky's dad. He played Officer Matt Cordell in Maniac Cop.
Yep. Yeah, that's specifically what was haunting me.
Well,
which I thought was kind of interesting because I think I've watched it one time.
Maniac cop. Maniac cop. Now this guy that's an intense character to show up in your dreams.
Yeah, right?
Cuz I dream about Chip Zdarsky, but they're not scary dreams. They're very touching soothing dreams.
Yeah, that seems like they would be very fun dreams to have.
With Chip showing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chip's a good guy. He's a very talented young person up in Toronto.
Yeah, I really enjoyed some of his comics, mostly one that I'm not sure if I'd be allowed to name.
Sex Criminals!
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, that's the one he did with Matt Fraction, the guy who gave me the trophy.
Yeah.
Mike, you'd like this. You'd like this comic, Sex Criminals. You remember? Did you check it out? No, you didn't get around to it yet, huh? No. Mike won't read any comic books. He won't read them.
What about not even like The Goon? I feel like AP Mike would love The Goon.
No, he'll always. That's the ones. Those are the ones he'll go after the most. He'll be like. Yeah, Watchmen is stupid. Because he knows he'll get a rise out of everybody. But I figured out a way to get a rise out of him. I started pressing his buttons. I see the look on his face. He literally starts getting mad. I finally figured out a couple things to get under his skin, finally. And it's finally working. Yeah. It's finally working. One of the things is I told him that Hal Ashby sucks. He gets mad about it. He gets all twisted.
You got a very personal relationship to him?
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Look, he's into it. I don't know. Whatever. He's an egghead. The thing, he's a secret egghead. I'm starting to realize. He's a pseudo slob. He's been pushing himself as if he's a slob. He's a crypto egghead. He's a snob.
He's just been flying on the radar for so long.
He's like Blade. He's like the way Blade was half human, half vampire. Mike is like the Blade of slobs and snobs. he's got all their strengths and none of their weaknesses, just like Blade had.
But which one is he hunting?
No, he's hunting snobs. He's hunting snobs, but he's a slob who is half snob. So he can live with the snobs and talk with the snobs when he goes and he talks about his Dostoevsky or Tulane Flat Top or whatever these movies are he's always talking about, right?
Right.
These books, he'll be like, I read the new Dostoevsky. It's quite challenging, but very satisfying. And then he'll be like, I saw a 35mm print of Tulane Flat Top. It was masterful. And then next thing you know, he's bringing a sign, a Coors Light, a neon sign into the studio. And he's staring at it. He was trying to get me to do, he was like, do you think we could get one of those ones that hangs over a pool table? I'm like, no. What are we doing here?
What is he secretly thinking about, like, the cinematography he could create with that lighting?
No, he just wants to turn this place into a bar. I think that's what it is. He's slowly trying to turn this place into a bar. Have me not notice. The other six nights of the week, he wants to just run a bar out of here. He'll have just hours on the thing. He'll just say, like, Mike's Place, Monday, close Tuesdays. And then he'll just be like, hey, Mike, can I come into the bar?
No, we're closed on Tuesdays. But you should check out the new Dostoevsky. It's quite refreshing.
Pat just brought in a note here. Please don't miss the Jason Gore Comedy Show Monday, October 28th at UCB Hell's Kitchen. Tell them Pat sent you. Great. By all means. The real trick is going to be if they can get Mike to walk in with one of these notes, then I know something's up. Then I know Mike. Then I know somebody's paying off Mike's debts or something. There's no way Mike walks in with a note that says, check out Jason's show. He is. He's like half slob, half snob. He's the blade of, he's the blade of snobs. It would be a real shame if somebody mocked up a blade image of Mike. Like with the long coat, but it's Mike. Nobody will do that. Nobody listening is going to do that, though.
What if they specifically took that one part of Blade 3 where they had to CGI his eyes over it because he refused to open them, but it's just AP Mike's?
I like it. Zoe, you did it again. All right. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye. Take care. Best show. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I on?
You are on. Who's this?
Hey, this is Juan from Lysander, New York.
Juan from where now?
Lysander, New York.
Lysander?
Yeah, it's near Baldwinsville, which is near Syracuse.
Nobody knows where Baldwinsville is. Oh, you know, it's out by Baldwinsville. Where's that?
Near Syracuse.
You're way too low. Okay, we had to go. Why didn't you just say Lysville's close to Syracuse?
Because it's closer to Baldwinsville.
Well, what are you giving me, directions to get there?
Yeah, you take Route 31,
show,
man.
It's a show that covers the planet, my friend. You can round up a little bit and say you're near, right, Syracuse. You're out near Baldwinsville.
Everyone loves Baldwinsville. Home of Bee's Diner.
Hold on. What is the name of this town you're in?
Lysander.
I'll spell it for me.
Lysander.
S-A-N-D-R.
E-R.
E-R. L-Y-S-A-N-D-R-E-R.
No. L-Y-S-A-N-D-E-R. Lysander.
Lysander. There we go.
There we go.
Lysander was a Spartan admiral who commanded the Spartan fleet.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll say this. I'm looking at a picture of Lysander, New York. You're not far from Baldwinsville. I'll give you that.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell you.
You're not far from Jack's Reef, are you, huh? You ever go hang out at Jack's Reef?
Sure. Everyone loves Jack's Reef. Come on, man.
How about Seneca Knolls?
Seneca Knolls, sure. Sure. And for real fun, we drive like a half hour out to the Outlet Mall.
Yeah, out in Bayberry.
In Geneva. Well, Bayberry actually is where my grandparents live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know anybody out in Meridian, though?
I don't know anyone in Meridian.
And when you're looking to cool down, where do you go? Cross Lake?
No, I go into the city, man. I go downtown Syracuse.
To Lakeland. Cool. You go to Lakeland.
No, I go right downtown, man. I go all the way into town. Big city.
You cool down there. What do you take, 176?
SYR, man. That's where we cool down.
What do you take, 481 over to 31?
Well, we take 481 all the way around until it hits 690.
Sure.
And then, to downtown. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you take, then you head out to, you take, 481 over to 130, over to 176 south. Then you cut on over to, try to get to 34 north and head over to Cato.
Cato Meridian, yeah, of course. What is this? What is that movie where all they talk about is like the names of the freeways in LA?
Oh, what is it called? The Most Boring Movie on Earth?
No, you don't remember that movie?
The movie where they just talk about freeways.
No, they're like, oh, how'd you get here? It's like, well, I took the 101 to the 405.
No, it's a Saturday Night Live sketch you're talking about.
Oh, it's not that stupid. I hate that sketch.
You referenced it. You're the one that referenced it.
Oh, but I think they stole it from a movie. I think they took it from a movie.
The Californians.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't even like the Californians. But I think maybe they took it from a movie.
A movie. So is it snowing up there yet?
No. As a matter of fact, it was like 90 degrees today and thunderstorming.
So like tomorrow, though, you could get like 3 feet of snow, though.
Easily, because there's no such thing as climate change, right?
So tell me, what's your name again? Jerry?
Juan.
Juan, okay.
Yeah.
Juan. Yeah. Juan in Lysander.
Lysander, yeah. Yeah.
What's going on tonight, Juan?
Lots going on, man. I mean, I first called because I heard you guys talking about Lou Gramm, you know, Foreigner. You know?
Yeah. He's from up there, right?
Feels like he's from Rochester. Yeah, feels like the first time, you know, I mean, Girl Like You, whatever. I mean, that,
is he
that
dead?
Guy had a,
Did he die? Did Lou Gramm die?
No. Oh, no. He's still touring with the Lou Gramm Band.
Okay.
I've seen them on many a free festival show around these parts. But he had a great voice. He had like one of the great rock and roll voices.
Can he still sing?
You know, as much as any of those guys can still sing.
Well, that's not an answer. What's that, Dudio?
What's that, what?
He was hospitalized. Dudio says he was hospitalized.
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not recently, right?
No.
I didn't hear about anything recently. So,
why should you, though? What are you, it's doctor? You got to know whether he's in the hospital or not?
Well,
how's that your business? How's that your business at all?
Well,
whether this guy's in the hospital or not.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I may have been as orderly at one time. So
hold on a second. Allegedly, first of all, were you an orderly at a hospital?
No, I was not. I'm making that up.
All right. See, that's why I said allegedly, because it was not true.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I said I may have been.
Hey, would you be willing to take a 10-hour drive down from Lysander on October 28th to see Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis at UCB's Hell's Kitchen Theater at 6 p.m.? You'd have to leave at 3 a.m. to get there in time.
That's only a 5-hour drive. I lived in New York a long time. That's only a 5-hour drive.
Okay. 5-hour drive, but the thing is, though, you go down, you get stuck on 176 South, and if there's traffic over by Cross Lake, then you got to catch 34 West.
There's never going to be traffic there. The traffic's going to be in Scranton on your way down there. That's it.
Well, look, no, in all seriousness, all kidding aside, if you're heading down 31 South to get on 90 West, then you go down to Weedsport and you get 34 South.
No, but that's not how you get to New York. You don't go. Why would I go to West at Weedsport to get
to
New York?
Sure. So you'd probably swing east. Out. So you'd swing out on 481 east, and then probably catch 81 south.
I go 81 down to Scranton.
Yeah, you go down past Tully and Preble and Horner.
Tully, Preble, Cortland. Yeah,
then you get to Cortland. You get to Cortland. Maybe you stop off for some lunch in Cortland, right?
Well, you know they got an A&W in Cortland.
Sure. So you stop off there. You get a burger. Yeah. Then you get back on 81 South. You go down to past Marathon and Kilowog.
Yeah, sure.
And then you take 81 South all the way down to Kirkwood and Halstead, New Milford,
Lennox. Well, then you got two options. You got the what we used to call the old way, which mm-hmm. is you take 17 from Binghamton, mm-hmm. but now it's a interstate. I think it's 86.
You don't ever want to. I don't mean to cut you off. You never want to take 29 to the 6.
No, you know what? I did that. I did that one time. That adds like 3 hours on.
Okay, but if you take 29 to the 6, then you can stop off in Tunkahunk. Tunkahunk.
Right? Okay.
You can stop off in Tunkahunk or Evans Falls, right? And then when you get around, you take 29 to 309. Then you could swing by Harvey's Lake. If you swing off there, you go down the 415, right?
You're really going the scenic route.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, you're the one doing it. I don't live up there.
You say route or route, Tom?
I say whatever people want. I'm a people pleaser.
Okay. I like to say route when I'm talking about where I'm going, and then mm-hmm. I say route if I'm saying, like, you know, Route 69, you know what I mean?
Sure. You ever swing through, if you take the 380, you go through Gouldsboro, then you can go the Tobyhanna and swing off to go through the Pinchot State Forest, huh?
Yep.
That's a good day. That's a good trip, huh? Right?
I used to do all kinds of things off the 380 back in my college days.
I bet you did. You took the 903 down to 476, and you swung up to 534. You stopped by the Bethlehem Municipal Water Authority.
I was you ever do that? Near there. To be honest with you, I can't remember the name of the route, but uh-huh. there was a road. Is it 20? You have the map, not me. Is it 22?
I don't have a map.
Oh, I used to swing down from there.
Map? There's a map of this stuff?
Like Easton, PA, and then across 78 all the way to the Holland Tunnel.
But what if you go over, if you take 476 up to 534, then you can cut down to Kunkeltown.
Yeah, it's so not.
What's up with these town names? Look at this. This is like a comedy show up here.
It is.
Kunkeltown, sure, Windgap, Sailorsburg, Danielsville, Bethlehem Municipal Water Authority, Tannersville, Swiftwater, Stroudsburg, Blairstown.
Yeah.
These are like fake towns in a horror movie.
Well, you know what they say? They say, don't go back to Lysander. That's what they say where I'm at. So.
That's my favorite REM song.
So.
Right? Yeah, so if you're swinging out there, you're going to go, you're going to take that all the way down. That's you're taking a bad route there, man. You got to swing. Do you want to go to New York City? I don't know why you're going all the way there.
I don't go that way anymore.
You take 84 to 684, then you could swing through Mayapack and then maybe hit Katona. Right? 684, you go to Armonk on your way to White Plains.
That's way out of the way.
Yeah, but you're going to come in through, you go through the George Washington Bridge, you catch a GWB there.
You
go through
87. You take 86 right to the GWB.
Yeah, you take 87 down, go to the, to 9A, get off on the GWB, and then you'll be at the UCB Theater in Hell's Kitchen on October 28th to see, Jason Gore's Midlife Crisis, 6 p.m.
I used to go to UCB all the time, but the one that was on Avenue A.
Who's the best part? What, the stand-up club?
The one that was like in the pizza place.
Yeah, the pizza parlor. Yeah, you should have gone to the other one. I don't know why you went to that one.
I should have gone to the other one.
Yeah, you went to the wrong one.
You're right.
Who'd you see? Who's the best person you ever saw at the UCB Theater?
I didn't see anyone whose name I remember. I just saw improv.
You did it wrong. Pretty hard not to see somebody decent at that. So not that you didn't see anybody decent.
I did it way wrong.
You didn't see anybody famous.
No, I saw no one famous.
Ask me who the most famous person I saw at the UCB Theater was.
Hey, Tom, who's the most famous person you saw at UCB Theater?
President Bill Clinton.
Wow.
He did a Harold.
Well, can I tell you something? This did not happen to me. However, it's very credible. Someone I used to work with was walking outside at lunchtime near Union Square, and she witnessed Bill Clinton and Bill Murray standing on the corner on the street talking to one another.
Well, how about that?
Right? Can anyone top that? I mean, I was like, wow. I don't think I'd ever be able to top that in my life.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
Even though it didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering about Ken Burns. Someone was mentioning Ken Burns, and I want to know. I haven't seen this new thing. I'm never going to watch it, quite honestly. But I'm wondering, do you think he'll do anything?
I give you credit for that. You're the only person admitting you're never going to watch that thing.
Oh, I'm never going to watch it.
Everybody
never.
Else is pretending they're going to watch that thing.
No, I'm never, ever, ever going to watch it.
Because what am I going to watch? Seriously, it's this country music thing, right? What, I'm going to put this on? I got to watch Garth Brooks?
You know what was a great... Oh, my God, I totally forgot about this. You know what was an amazing country music, quote, documentary? Was the one that Mike Judge did. Did you see that? The series that Mike Judge did on with like, it was like half true.
The one about
half
the Perfume
animated.
Factory?
No. It had like Conway Twitty and.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Idiocracy.
It was awesome. Did you like that? No. It was a series specifically on country. It was like half hour episodes on different country.
Oh, yeah, yeah. King of the Hill. I did see that. I did like that.
No, not King of the Hill. Not King.
I did like that. The Good Family?
No, it was none of that.
I know which one you mean, Beavis and
Butthead. Something nobody saw, but man, you really should check it out. I'm not even goofing on this. You should really check this out.
Okay, I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
I think you would actually like it. Yeah. So
it's it's Garth Brooks.
I don't think he did Garth Brooks. He did Conway Twitty.
Did Conway Twitty?
He did Waylon Jennings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right there. You're right. What are you fighting something?
Do you honestly want to know what it is? I don't think you really want to.
I actually do now.
Okay.
You know well?
It's my acid reflux that causes me to cough like that, and it's my own fault. I need to drop about 20 pounds. I'd be fine. You know?
Yeah. Well, what do you got? The GERD?
The GERD, exactly.
Right?
The G to the E to the R to the D.
Yeah, don't glorify it. It's you're trying to make it sound like it's fun.
Anything but fun.
You know what you got to do? You know what you got to do, my friend? First, you're right. You maybe shed a couple pounds. That'll help.
Yeah.
You change your eating habits, right? What are you eating? What do you have for dinner tonight?
For dinner, actually, I had pork tenderloin with a plum sauce.
Yeah, I wonder why you would have acid reflux then. Pork tenderloin with plum sauce.
The list of foods you're not supposed to eat with acid reflux is my entire diet. Tomato sauce, coffee, alcohol, and spicy food.
So then you can't even wonder why you have this even at all. You know why.
Well, that's why I said it's self-inflicted. Yeah. I'm not. No, there's no illusions here.
Well, why don't we get past it? Do you want to get rid of it or not? Not really.
Someday,
right?
I'll get rid of it. I'll get around to it.
That sounds like a no. That's all right. I'm not judging it. You're just not into it. You're still okay with the you prefer to eat the food than to get rid of it. That's fine.
Precisely.
Are you pounding Tums and stuff like that?
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
They work surprisingly well, you know, especially like when I was in New York, I'd often hit the halal cart about midnight, you know, 1 a.m. And, you know, that was an automatic two Zantac. Before you're going to go to sleep on that, otherwise
you're just courting this.
You're going to wake up in a whole world of trouble if you don't hit those Zantac before you go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, so. But now I hear they're taking those off the market. The Zantac, that's my lifeblood.
What are you? The Zantac is my lifeblood. Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Is that how you roll out there? That's how you roll up there.
That's what goes on up in Lysander.
Lysander.
Once you leave New York, well, you know, if you ever move out of this city, hopefully you do a little bit better than Lysander. But
yeah, well, if I was to move up your way, I'd probably end up somewhere like, I don't know, where do you think a guy like me would end up?
Maybe Sotus.
Sotus.
Yeah, Sotus. Yeah.
I don't know.
On the lake.
I'd probably end up somewhere more like, I don't know, maybe Plainville.
No. You don't want to end up in Plainville Turkey Farm near Cicero. You don't want to end up there.
I'd probably end up somewhere like Granby Center.
I don't even know where that is.
Palermo.
So maybe you would end up there.
What about Palermo? You think a guy like me could cut it in Palermo?
I didn't even know there was a Palermo, New York. Not that I'm surprised.
Pennaville?
Pennaville, no, you don't.
Mallory?
I got a friend. I used to have a friend in Pennaville, but he died in a horrible car accident. No, you don't want to
go
in any of these places.
Yeah. Okay. But what if I went up, what if I took the 11 up to Maple View? You think I could, you think a guy like me can cut it in Maple View?
I would stay on Route 11 and just keep going, maybe up to Phoenix.
So if I took the 11 and got on 104 East, 104 East, and then headed up to like 13 South. I headed to 13 South. I could then I could catch the 183 and go to Stonehill State Forest.
You could, but you could get on one.
I can't do this anymore. God bless you. Nice guy. Nice guy. Stop with the spicy foods, buddy. Try some apple cider vinegar and a glass of water. Try that. Best show. Hi.
I would stay on Route 11 and just keep going.
Oh, I remember when that happened. What's up?
Hey, this is Chris out in Atlanta.
Chris in Atlanta. What's going on in Atlanta tonight?
Not much. Just sitting around working on some pricing, going over some work here.
Pricing? What are you pricing?
Well, I supply pizza restaurants with the food that they use to serve people with, I guess.
So you work at like a food distributor? Where do you work?
Where do I work? Well, yeah, I work for a food distributor.
And you sell them the sauce?
I sell them sauce, cheese, you know, different cheeses, mm-hmm. flour, yeast, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I got gotcha.
So yeah, yep. But yeah, aside from that, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about how I moved down here from the north. Mm-hmm. And
take your time with this story, by all means. Let's go slow. I don't want to miss a single detail of how you moved from the north to Atlanta to sell pizza sauce. I'm just teasing you, my friend.
Yeah, I know. It's my first time.
I'm giving you the business a little bit. You can tell me the story. Yeah. So where up north were you?
Well, I was living around Detroit, the Detroit area, like Oakland County. And okay. I started I slowly moved down to Toledo. Got this job working for this pizza company, basically. And then they shipped me down here.
Okay.
I was working inside there, and they promoted me, moved me down to Atlanta to work down here. And up north, we don't have Zaxby's. I've never tried Zaxby's before.
Yeah, we don't have that up north here either.
Yeah.
They love their Zaxby's down south, huh?
They love it down here, and I don't really understand it.
How's the pizza down there? Be honest with me. How's the pizza?
It's okay. There's a lot of places that say they have New York style pizzas, but it's really hit and miss. Because I mean, I work out in the country as well. Like I drive all the way out to the border to Alabama and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty good. There's good products out here, and yeah, people really a lot of people move down here from like New Jersey or New York or. Like Long Island, and start New York pizza places. And there was this guy that actually claimed that he shipped water down from New Jersey so that he could make his pizza dough for a while.
That's the most insufferable people talking about the dough and the water.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the best water. The bagels don't taste the same in New Jersey as they do because of the water.
Right.
You know what you got to do? Calm down a little bit. You're that obsessed with the water that makes a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. That's all I say.
Right.
A little too
into
it.
You're
a little too into it when you start talking about the water. Right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah.
You ever hear these blowhards? Yeah, this pizza's disgusting. Like, first of all, pizza's perfectly fine in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Look, maybe it's not the best. It's all right. You'll get by. You'll live. You know what I mean?
There's one place that has the best pizza here. And
what's that called?
I mean,
Papa John's.
I kind of like Fellini's is pretty good. I also like Antico. I've been trying to find a good Detroit style pizza down here, but I mean,
now what's a Detroit style pizza? What's that mean?
Well, I guess it was coined by this place called Buddy's. They're the square pizzas. They make it with brick cheese, mm-hmm. and you use like sauce on the top and caramelizes around the edges, and it's so the dough is kind of fluffy.
It's pretty good. They're cooked in these square pans.
Okay. Got like a square pan pizza.
Yeah, square pan.
Sicilian style. Sicilian.
Sicilian?
Yeah. Is that what you call it?
You know what? No, that's a new one, actually, that's coming in.
It's not new. There's no such thing as new pizza.
Sure.
Can you believe this, Mike? New pizza. No, Sicilian's been around for a while, my friend.
No, it's been a while, yeah.
So like Garth Brooks is not on streaming services. He's the holdout. Is that right, caller?
I'm not sure about Garth Brooks.
Okay. Because I was going to try to play Friends in Low Places, but I couldn't find it. So good. So you're down there.
Maybe he's on Tidal.
Might be. That's... Well, I'm looking on Tidal also.
Yeah.
I got this Tidal subscription. I might have to bounce this thing. This thing ain't cutting it no more. Tidal. Go look at it. Can't find half the things. Half of them ain't on there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Half of them ain't on there. How many times can I listen to a Jack White album? Right? How many times am I supposed to listen to Blunderbuss? Right. That's on there. So go ahead. So you tell me this pizza story. Keep going. So you like the pizza. It's perfectly fine, but it's just all right.
It's all right, and I know there's the best pizza place out there. It's just that there's like any like larger city, like there's so many that I need to go to.
Okay.
I haven't tried every pizza place here.
All right. Well, but, maybe you'll end up like the guy who did Slice Harvester down there. This one person did a thing going to every pizzeria, reviewing ate at every pizzeria in Manhattan.
He's very
talented.
Did a magazine, right?
Did a magazine, did a book, very entertaining.
Right.
All right, you have anything anything else, my friend?
No.
Okay. Besho, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Carrie Abramson from Potsdam, New York.
Carrie?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Carrie?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm okay. Who's the world's greatest Carrie? Who is the Carrie that sets the pace for that name for all of eternity?
Well, probably the 19-year-old who's busy writing a script for a movie that he wants to put out to Hollywood.
What do you mean?
I am currently in the midst of writing a screenplay, my first screenplay.
Oh, so you're the Carrie. You're the best Carrie.
Yes, sir, I am.
Not Carrie Fisher. Not Carrie Fisher.
May she rest in peace. But
rest in peace. All right. Now look. That's fine. That's fine. What's this screenplay about, if you can say?
Well, a bit of backstory. I was a college student at the Crane School of Music with SUNY Potsdam for a while last year, and things didn't end up working out, so I went home. And when I went home, I started watching a bunch of Monty Python and horror movies on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that there was a huge similarity between a lot of that, like a bunch of the older horror films and the newer horror films and a bunch of stuff with Monty Python. So a lot of my screenplay is sort of bringing that stuff to light.
Okay. I'm listening.
I've been pretty much on and off since January of this year.
All right.
I'm on page 48 as of right now.
Okay.
Give or take some there.
You feeling good about it?
For the most part, yeah. The main reason why I called is I just wanted to get like some advice as to what to do as like a first time screenplay writer.
Yeah. Just keep writing.
Right.
That's kinda it. It really is. Just write, keep writing, and then you don't stop until somebody pays you something.
Right.
That's all you can do. It's the only thing in your power is to keep writing, Carrie.
I mean, that makes sense. You know, with a lot of the stuff that's been going on in my personal life, it's been really pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to just like push, you know, keys to keyboard and all that other sort of stuff. But you know, I got pretty good with it in the past couple weeks. I was up to I think about 41 a couple weeks ago, and then I just kept on writing for the past couple days. It's been a hell of a trip.
That's great. That's how you do it. You just keep writing. Yeah. Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only way you get better at it.
Oh, yeah.
Set some deadlines for yourself.
Yeah.
You can do it. I believe in you, Carrie.
One of the things that is, like, I don't know, just, like, one of the things that's been, like, my biggest distraction has just been, like, me, like, not paying attention to it and then just leaving it. So I left the script for, like, a good 5 months.
Uh-huh. Well,
and
you gotta stay on top of it. Nobody else is going to be able to do that for you.
Yeah.
You got to think of it like it's not like college. It's not like high school. It's college. You got to take care of. You got to keep yourself going to class.
Yeah. I mean, like, I figure I've been out of school for like give or take 10 months.
Okay.
With a lot of like depression and stuff like that, so it's been kind of hard for me to just remember to be doing that.
Mm-hmm. So, it's the best you can. You got to just the consistency takes care of itself.
That is true, man. Thank you a lot.
Of course.
I really kind of wanted to hear that today.
You just keep going. You have a great night, Carrie.
Thank you so much, Tom. Night. You too.
Speaking of writing, I'm writing this book. You sold a book, Mike? You didn't know that. Yeah. No. Yeah, it sold books. Mike sells these books. I saw on Twitter, he browbeat, what's his face? Brent Daniels, who's a great friend of mine, great comedian. He browbeat him into buying this thing from the AP Mike Book Club, which Mike just, basically you go to apmike.bandcamp.com and you tell him you want a books, and he'll dig a book out of his closet or whatever, and he sends it to you. And I tell you this, this AP Mike, this Brent Daniels, he used to call the show, Brett Davis, not Daniels, he used to call the show, and I look at this thing, this AP Mike browbeats him, hey, why don't you post a picture of the inscription I wrote? First of all, who told you to write in the book? Who told you to write in it? But he sure as heck wrote in it. So then this Brett Davis posts a picture of it. And the nerve of this guy. He writes, congratulate, whatever he wrote. But at the end he writes, P.S. I made you, or whatever. What did it say? He wrote, P.S. I made you. You know the thing I thought? Well, if he made you, I made you, Mike. I made you, then I made Brent. Yeah. Yeah, it's a trickle-down theory. I mean, we're supposed to agree so quickly. But he's got this thing going on. He's selling these books. He's selling these headshots. And, you know, the thing is, I give him credit. He's got quality merch over there. Those headshots are something else. Still selling them. Still selling those headshots. What's that? Your phone number is on them. boy. Oh, my God. So I'm writing this book. I'm working so hard on this book now, Mike. I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be some kind of book. These are the stories I'm putting in this thing. These are the stories you ain't heard on The Best Show. Like nothing I've talked about on The Best Show. It's a real deal, this book. You know what else I want to talk about? My Coop. You know Coop, the artist? He's got a pretty sweet... He does all these different things. And there's something he did was really... I thought was really cool was this Ramones poster. A screen print thing he did. You can check it out over at theartofcoop.bigcartel.com. I like Coop. I like the way Coop designs things. He's done stuff for the show before. He's very... Great guy, and he's got this Ramones thing. It's very cool, I thought. And you'll think, too. Yeah, but this AP Mike with his, apmike.bandcamp.com. Unbelievable. I tell you one thing, you better not, if I give you a copy of my book, Mike, you better not sell it to one of these book club people. Is there going to be an index in it? I don't know. How would I know that now? He wants to look up his name. God forbid you read the whole thing. I'm going to finally write a book. You're going to skim it and look for your name and then put it back down? Oh, that hurts. No. That hurt. You meant that. That hurt, Mike. You're going to skim it, look for your name, and then put it back down. Does it have an index? You know what? I'm leaving you out of the index. If it's got one now, I'll mention you 50 times in it. I'm still not putting you in the index. You're going to have to read the whole thing. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Tom from North Carolina.
Tom from North Carolina. Where in North Carolina are you, Tom?
Oh, I'm actually calling about this a little bit. I'm in Colfax, North Carolina, and I called last week, and we talked about how Colfax is in what is known as the Triad.
The Triad, that's right.
And it's like you referred to it as like a low-rent triangle.
Yeah, and you got all twisted. You got all mad at me.
I didn't get twisted. I mean, I don't disagree with you. It is like, it's not even like an hour away from the actual triangle. But, you know, it wasn't my best call. And then, you know, morale was low here in the Triad. But then the very next day I saw in the newspaper, in the local newspaper, that...
Yeah.
That there's a new TV show on Fox.
What's that called?
It's called Bless the Hearts.
Okay. And what is that?
And it's on
an animated show, right?
It's an animated show, and it's based on the Triad.
Really? It's based on the Triad, so it's based on your neighborhood.
Yeah, the creator. The writer and creator of the show is from the area, and
they're from the Triad, so they based the whole show on the Triad. That's very strange.
So I hear.
Well, I'm going to check this show out now. Are you going to be on it?
Not that I know of, but I just thought I'd call in because it was a strange coincidence, and since you're giving out... I don't know if you're still giving out trophies tonight. Are you still doing that?
Sure, I'll give you... What do you want? You want a trophy? Because everybody gets a trophy these days.
Maybe not like... maybe not for me, but like for the Triad, like a municipal award or something.
Yeah, okay, I'll give a trophy. It'll say best setting for for an animated series, 2019. How's that sound?
You got it, man.
Thanks, buddy.
are afraid, embarrassed too. No one has ever said such a thing to you. Your mother's ghost stands at your
door. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
This is Vape from Touchdown City.
Vape from Touchdown City, one of the rebranded callers on the show.
Oh, I love how you say that. Like you're actually excited to hear
it. I am. I'm excited because before you were a five-star snooze. No offense. Your name was Kirby. What was your name again?
It was John.
John. John from Kansas City. What was it again?
Wichita.
And you still didn't even know the song of your own backyard, did you?
I didn't.
Do you know it now?
Unbelievable.
He didn't. He still doesn't know. You had a whole week.
I know.
You had a week to listen to a 3-minute song before you call the show back up.
What was the name of the song again?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Tom.
It's the only song. If you search Wichita.
Okay.
It probably, if you searched Wichita and song, the song would come up.
Okay.
It's the only song that has Wichita in the title.
Okay.
Can you believe this guy, Mike? Is this your screening you're doing, Mike? Thumbs down on you, Mike. I'm not mentioning apmike.bandcamp.com one more time tonight. I'm putting this in the index. So what do you got, Vape? What's going on?
First, I just wanted to ask, did you see the Steven Universe movie yet?
Did I see what?
Did you see the Steven Universe movie yet?
No, I didn't see it yet because I'm waiting. I'm not going to see it until you listen to Wichita Lineman. No, I didn't see it yet. I'm looking forward to it. I still have not had a chance.
Well, I mean, I know you don't like.
You know what I did see? I saw Downton Abbey movie.
Is that the one about when everybody forgets the Beatles exist?
No, that's not the one where everybody forgets the Beatles. It's based on the TV show Downton Abbey.
Never seen it.
It was a snooze.
I'm sorry.
That movie was... No, not you. The movie was.
Oh, okay.
I watch this thing. I go see this thing. And I never saw the show. I don't know what it is. So I go see this movie. And then it's like... They draw... Like the half... The biggest plot point is they drop a fork on the ground. And they got to clean the forks or something. I went out to go get more popcorn. For a half hour, I went out. I didn't miss a thing. I went out. And there was a smudge on a glass. That there was a panic. They had to clean the smudge. So Vape, what's going on tonight?
Well, I'm not completely sure I understand the topic, but I was going to try something for it. Lately I have been not going as overboard when I eat. Normally I used to take every meal as a challenge to see how much I could eat.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of pulling back and thinking how much I should eat.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you, Vape.
Thank you.
Do you feel a little better?
I do. I don't feel bloated every single night anymore.
What time do you stop eating, Vape?
Oh, what time?
Like how many hours before you go to bed?
3-4 hours.
Okay. 3 or 4 hours before you go to bed. That's pretty good. Let yourself digest a little bit, huh?
Well, yeah, but my last meal is always a doozy because I don't eat much during the day, so it's all...
Well, why don't we work on that? Why don't you try eating a little bit more during the day?
Okay.
That way you're not so in such a panic to eat enough so you can not be hungry when you go to bed, right?
Right.
That's what you worried about?
Well, I wasn't really worried. It was just like...
Well, I know you're not like, worried. You know what I mean.
Well,
come on,
yeah, kind of. I mean, it's more... Yeah, I know what you mean.
And think about this, Vape. Sometimes you're just thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yes. No, I do have a glass of water I keep on my desk at all times, so...
Mm. Fancy.
It's nice.
Yeah, it must be nice. Somebody's living the life with that glass of water on their desk. So what? So you got? So you want a trophy for this?
Yes, a trophy for eating slightly less.
All right, here's the trophy. It says best. The trophy says best dietary minor dietary adjustment. 2019.
Yes.
Vape from Touchdown City.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
You too, Vape. Best show.
Tail shaking, home breaking, walking through town.
Oh, my goodness. I know who this is. Mike.
Each and every country mother's son.
This is a quality caller, Mike. No, thank you. You didn't call her. This is BB from Las Vegas.
He didn't call me, nor did he get in my way.
No. Well, that's the right thing. He knew. I'll give him this. He didn't get in your way. Which at this point, with that crew out there, I take that as a triumph. He didn't get in the way. Hey, I didn't get in the way.
Hey there. No, I had to ask him if you've been watching The Deuce.
The Deuce.
The Deuce.
That's the HBO show about dirty movies.
Yep, they drop in The Deuce.
Skin flicks, right?
Well, it's kind of, I would say it's getting a little more into the business of whoring in general.
So it's moving from being about skin flicks, but it's getting more into the business of whoring in general. So, well, don't you think, and look, this is not me putting AP Mike down. I don't do that. I've never put this guy down once. All I do is celebrate this guy. He would be a good actor. Wouldn't he be a good actor, though, in No Kidding? First of all, let me just say something. Wait, you guys, can you shut the air off? What is this? You're running a butcher shop out there? You hanging sides of beef out there I don't know about? Is Rocky out there? Is Rocky training out there punching sides of beef? Is this Goodfellas? Am I going to see the one guy that says things twice hanging out there when I go out there? After this, is he going to be hanging on a hook with icicles frozen off his nose? Got the air going. They got the air going as if he can take. Okay. All right. Yes. Great. Okay. All right. Now I finally hear from Pat. Now I know Pat's here. Okay. Okay, Pat. Hey, Pat. Pat, it's a little cold in here. Anything we could do about that? Oh, boy. I tell you.
Is he going through the change?
I think Pat's actually mad at me. Pat doesn't joke around about this stuff. I'm going to have to leave through the window. I have to climb out the window tonight. I can't face him out there. AP Mike, I can face. Wouldn't Mike be a good actor, though? You think about it.
Christ, yes.
You picture him playing like he could have done like the Burt Reynolds role in Boogie Nights, right? Couldn't he have done that role, right?
Absolutely. Because, well, it would have the same amount of charm.
I got to put him in something. What was the thing we talked about last week, Mike? Once Upon a Time in Bayonne. I'm telling you, Once Upon a Time in Bayonne might be the greatest idea I've ever had.
It sounds excellent.
You just picture it starts off with AP Mike, right?
Yep.
And who'd be driving him around? Pat, you want to be in it? You could be Mike's driver. You'll be like Cliff Booth in the movie. You know, the funny thing is, Pat didn't see the movie. Dudio didn't see the movie. Mike Haight saw the movie.
Oh, Haight Watch.
Yeah, Mike doesn't hate. Mike was probably there before I was, lined up. Opening screening, 9 a.m. Mike's there, 9 a.m. on a Friday. to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood so he can hate it.
Ready to hate.
Yeah, ready to hate. That should be on the back of his jacket. Ready to hate.
Hate at the gate.
Hate at the gate. Right? Bayonne haters. But Once Upon a Time in Bayonne would be a great movie. Bayonne.
Bayonne.
City of my birth. It's not even the city of his birth, though.
What band would you get? Because you obviously don't have access to Paul Revere and the Raiders. So
what band would we get?
Yeah.
What band would be that he would be like putting a record on the turntable? We probably have those scenes would probably take place when Mike hung out at that one dude's apartment or whatever. This one dude had like a $50,000 stereo that Mike hung out at his apartment.
I'm familiar with the story.
Yeah.
Yep, just big old stereo and
where what? Yeah, what town was that guy's apartment in? Bayonne? So you used to go over there, and he'd have all these records, like CDs. But he'd crank the stuff, so you'd be like asking him to put on like Wishbone Ash or Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush, 10,000 Maniacs. What would you want him to put on, Mike? You know, if BB was over there, you know what you'd be putting on Alphaville.
No, they ain't got no Alphaville.
He'd be blasting Big in Japan for BB. Number one Alphaville fan, maybe on the planet, I'm going to say. I'm going to say you're a bigger Alphaville fan than maybe two people in Alphaville. I'd say members of Alphaville would have to say, yeah, BB's a bigger fan than we are.
I gave vomit is what I gave.
Yeah. Oh no, you went from Las Vegas to Los Angeles with some physical concerns factored in.
Yeah.
It's not an easy trek for you.
No, it's like moving a washing machine there, but.
Mm-hmm. But that's the commitment you made. You went from Las Vegas to Los Angeles to see Alphaville play, and then you got sick right before they played.
Yep.
That's funny, because I heard people got sick right after they played.
Go ahead, man. Take your shot. Go ahead.
Come on.
Go ahead, file.
I get points on that one. That was...
You do. Yeah, you do.
All right, so... Yeah, so
no, actually, they sounded really good at the gas station across the street.
That's a pretty sweet gas station, though, I will say.
Yeah. What is on the? You know what? The odd thing, right? Just diagonal from there is the offices of Glenn Lerner, and he's a big attorney here. So I like, hey, look at that, Glenn Lerner.
That's on this.
Like not leaving home.
Yeah, the Strip. Right, you were on the Strip.
Oh, the Strip.
Because you were Alphaville were playing the Whiskey.
They were.
And then you got the Whiskey on the corner there. And then you got across the street this pretty sweet gas station. And then there's a hotel across the street from that called the London, which used to be called something else. I'm blanking on the name. And that, BB, is the hotel in which a young Robbie Van Winkle, a.k.a. Vanilla Ice, was held by his ankles out of the window for the publishing of a piece of the publishing of Ice Ice Baby by Suge Knight. Held him out of the window. And that hotel, when whatever it was called before it was the London, not when I stayed there, not when it was the London. I stayed there one time. I go into the bathroom to take a towel out, and a syringe falls out.
Yes.
Wrapped in the towel. And I
absolutely.
And I took it. I went down to the front desk and I said to the manager, I was like, he's like, how can I help you? I'm like, can I just talk to you over here for a second? And like, absolutely. I was like, I'm staying here, and I reached into this towel and I found this, and I opened the towel and the surgeon's like, oh my God. And he was, I'm so sorry. And you know what I said to him? I'm not here to shake you down for free nights. That's not how I roll. I just want you to know. It's all I want. I'm not here trying to get something free out of this. I just want you to know. That's how I conduct myself, BB. I don't see a thing like that and figure, what this is a chance at a freebie. I don't see that.
Well, if it was a joke, it was a decent joke, he'd say, quiet, sir, everyone will want one.
That's, yes, that would be, yes, everyone will want a syringe in their towel. So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call, BB? So first of all, it's just great to hear from, it's so great to hear from you.
It's good to be heard from. I've got, other than, well, first of all, I don't want no trophy, but I did want to let you know that I do know people in Cato and in Meridian.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet area to know some people from, huh?
It's just flat out wide open farmland, and it's right on the lakeshore, and they've got a pretty decent, Renaissance Festival up there in Sterling. What a waste of tomatoes.
To be at a Renaissance Festival?
Yeah, it's like the end of summer, and they just go nuts with the tomatoes.
Throwing them
really
at...
really nice ones.
Yeah, throwing them at what? At the...
Each other.
Yeah. It's a waste of food.
Yeah. And you get turkey legs.
Mm-hmm.
You get a turkey leg for 50 cents. And draft cider, which makes you fat.
50 cents for a turkey leg. That must be some pretty low-quality turkey.
It looked a little overdone, a little dried out.
Yeah.
Of course, this was a while ago. Maybe, maybe I don't have the price right. I wouldn't touch them, though.
Nah. Nope. Not me, man.
Nope.
So, you know some people up there.
Yeah, well, I'm from up at that neck of the woods.
Now, who's the biggest band from up there? 10,000 Maniacs?
Easily. For upstate New York. I understand Benny Mardones is still pretty big in Syracuse, though.
Benny Mardones was Into the Night? Was that his hit?
That's the one, man.
And how's that song go again?
I only know the... I ain't singing that.
I'm just asking. I'm not going to judge your singing. This isn't Star Search or The Masked Avenger or what is it called? The Masked Pretender? What's that singing show?
The Masked Pretender. If I could fly, I'd pick you up.
I saw that show. What is Masked Singer?
Oh, you tried watching that?
Yeah, I watched a few episodes. And you watch that thing? It maybe had the dumbest, it has the dumbest conceit in it where the people will go. They'll be like, it's Jimmy Fallon in there. It's like, it's not Jimmy Fallon. Come on. Where they guess like really famous people they think are in the thing. It's like such a waste of time. It's just a waste of everyone's time for them to guess people where. People who know just a little bit about how show business works knows that under that thing, it's not going to be Lady Gaga, doing a song on the thing. Like, but it would be like people are guessing. It's like, we have places to be. Why are you can't do a real guess? It's like, we know who it plays. We know it's probably The Situation or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like
Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw or The Situation, right? Or the astronaut with the diaper on. Could be her, right? Is it the astronaut with the diaper? Is it the murderous astronaut wearing a diaper? Is that who it is?
It's Jeff Galooly.
It's Jeff Galooly, yes. The wingman of Tonya Harding. Galooly style.
Did a Galooly on me.
He did a Galooly on me. What's that, Mike? The bagel boss? He's probably going to be in there. I bet you Bagel Boss will be on that show. Screaming under Donald Duck mask or whatever he's wearing on that thing. John Taffer, yeah. Oh, that'd be a good one.
That would be very, nobody would guess that.
Wow. Yeah. John Taffer. Can you imagine? What if it's What's-His-Face? Mr. What's-His-Face, who did the Forever Young with Jay-Z. What's his name again? Mr. Mixleplix?
Mixleplix?
Who's the guy that sang Forever Young, I Want to Be?
The actual guy?
No, the guy who did the remake with Jay-Z.
Oh, the only thing I saw his wife do Forever Young with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If there was another one.
Can you hear this? Can you hear this, baby?
I certainly can. Those dulcet piano tones.
You know this is.
It's Benny.
Mr. Benny Mardones.
She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone. They say. That's it. I do remember it.
Yeah. I was listening to WTF, and it was talking to Timothy Oliphant, right?
No kidding.
And he's like...
He's a funny man.
He was funny, and he's just like, yeah, you know, I was a kid, and I was listening to, like, Aldo Nova, and, like, it's like, what? He's like, you know, I listened to, like, Keel and Aldo Nova, like, the worst taste in music you've ever heard. Like, Y&T, he's like, you ever listen to Y&T, Mark? Y&T. Like, oh, that was good. Aldo Nova.
Did you grow up in Canada?
No, he's California.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Aldo Nova.
He liked the good stuff.
Yeah, you know, he liked that white dye job boy.
So what else is going on, BB? Anything good?
But I wish everything's cool, but
good.
It's kind of dull, man.
Good. Well, you know, sometimes that's all right. Enjoy it for what it is.
Absolutely.
You know what it's like when it's not dull.
I've had my fill.
So appreciate a couple of dull moments.
Absolutely. You bored? Do that. Here's something I did want to mention.
What's that?
I bought Mike Cooperman's book, All of the Answers.
All the Answers. And now, what book is that? Mike Cooperman.
Michael Cooperman.
Oh, Michael Cooperman. Yes.
Okay. Cooperman, pardon me.
Yes, Cooperman. That's all right. I was just trying to picture. I was so close to remembering what it was, then I was trying to think. Yeah, Michael Cooperman's book. It's great.
It's wonderful. And it's, if y'all would consider bumping up his hardcover sales, because it'll eventually come out in paperback.
He's good. It's a great book. It's really worth it. It's very entertaining, and it's very touching.
Yeah. And there's just a lot of love in there. It's like page and page of...
Yeah, his dad was a famous game show quiz kid.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating book, him talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about this Joker movie? You worried about the Joker?
No, couldn't be bothered. It's just more of that Batman thing, only they just injected some controversy in it to kick people off some more.
Yeah. At some point, we have to stop with the Joker, right? When do we finally get our fill of that? And we're just like, nah, we got it. We got enough of the Joker.
I was sour on him back like Cesar Romero.
Back, yeah, when he would paint over his mustache with the white paint. He couldn't even be bothered to shave his mustache off to play the Joker.
Nope. And then that white paint make them teeth look yellow.
Remember how lazy things were back then? He played the Joker on Batman. He slaps some makeup on his face. Dan Aykroyd plays Jimmy Carter on Saturday Night Live, doesn't even shave his mustache off. Couldn't even be bothered. He's playing Jimmy Carter with a thin mustache. Like, that's the level of commitment they were making then. Chevy Chase playing Gerald Ford. Literally not one stitch of makeup or wardrobe tilting in any way to be like Gerald Ford.
Well, I think that's historically accurate in his case, is it not?
But he didn't have no bald wig on to do the thing, or not a suit like him.
Showed up, man.
Do you think AP Mike would be a good Joker? If we were to shoot like a bargain basement, what if we shot a version of Joker real fast and got it in theaters in one day?
Yep. I think they're gearing it up over the Dwayne Reed parking lot.
Yeah, Joker 2. What if we do that? Joker 2. We get Joker 2 out before Joker 1 is out. Right?
Joker again?
Yeah. And me, the joke's on you. I'm the Joker. I love it. BB's doing the voice now, Mike. How's that feel? He doesn't like it.
No.
All right, BB, I'm going to wrap up.
I'm going to let you.
Oh,
and I'll catch up with you later.
Oh, without a doubt. You have a great night, my friend.
You too.
Okay, bye. Yeah. Good stuff, Mike, huh? Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
This is Colette from Athens.
Colette from Athens. How are you tonight, Colette?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. So what's going on in Athens tonight?
Oh, you know, just the normal stuff. Record store business. Mm-hmm. All kinds of fun things. Like, I picked up a job writing about pro wrestling, so I'm doing that now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are you excited about this new pro wrestling league?
Yeah, that's why I have this job.
And what is it called? The All Wrestling or something like that?
It's called All Elite Wrestling.
Okay. All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah.
And did they like lure anybody over from any other wrestling organization?
Quite a few. Like, there's quite a few. It's mostly like younger people, but one of the founders is like Dusty Rhodes' younger son.
Okay.
So like, he was a former WWE person. There's like a couple of really talented people from Japan. Chris Jericho is probably the biggest person who they kind of lured away from WWE.
Okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, it's pretty interesting. We'll see how it works out. There hasn't really been like a wrestling show kind of like this in, Jesus, like, a long time. Like, this is actually a pretty important show in the history of wrestling, I think.
That it's a competitive league like that is why it's important? Why would it be important?
It's a competitive league, and it's, like, actually on, like, a television channel that people have access to. And, like, the last time that was the case, it was also on TNT, and it's been, like, 18 years since there was wrestling on TNT. So it's been a while since there's been, like, kind of like an alternative in that kind of market, but.
Okay. That sounds, yeah. I wish I could say you've made me want to check it out, but you haven't. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's totally fine. I don't think I'll ever convince you on wrestling. Though the champion, Chris Jericho, is like this old man mall goth whose finishing move is called the Judas Effect, and he comes out to his own music. He wrote and recorded the song for himself. It's pretty great.
And what is the song called?
The song is called The Judas in Your Mind.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And is that going to be on the... Is that song going to carry over, or did that get left behind?
Oh, I think it's going to carry over. I mean, for one, he owns the song. Like, okay. I think it's a song that Fozzy did, so that's his band.
That's right.
Yeah, they're still the purveyors of, like, kind of mid-2000s new metal-y type stuff.
Yeah, they're kind of like if you can't get into that Guster show.
Yeah.
If you can't get tickets to see Guster, you can check out Fozzy.
You can check out Fozzy. I'm thinking about going on the Chris Jericho Fozzy rock and roll wrestling cruise in January.
Okay. Let me know how it is. I won't be joining you.
Why not?
Well, I think every word in the name of the thing answers your question. Why? Let's go through the title of what it is again.
Word number one is Chris.
Well, no, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Jericho.
No.
Rock and roll, which you love.
I do love it, but what's the next word?
Wrestling.
Rock and roll wrestling together.
Yeah.
No, that they kind of cancel each other out. And then we're left with a cruise.
Then you're left with cruise.
A cruise, yes. No, I'm going to pass on that one.
Colette. I've never been on a cruise before, well, and I'm sure that this is going to be a good one to go
you're
on.
You're picking the right one to figure out how you feel about cruise ships.
It was either that or the Star Trek cruise.
You mentioned being... I went to see this Downton Abbey movie, right? And before, it's like this movie for just like snobs, right? It's just for people...
Yeah.
Before it, they show a trailer, showing a trailer for all these, like, Oscar bait movies, right? They're just like,
mm-hmm.
But they show a trailer for this movie, this with what's-his-face? What's that wrestler's? John Cena. Some firehouse movie he's got coming out that looks like the dumbest thing I ever saw in my life. They showed it before the Downton Abbey movie of him, like, whoa, like the kid, like, starts putting like sprays the hose in his crotch, and it's just like,
was he babysitting a kid in that?
Oh yeah, he's looking after like three kids in it. Where he's just like,
that's my favorite genre of movie.
Where he's like, I rescued you guys from the fire, and
yes.
You're here with me, but I don't want any nonsense going on until I get you home to your parents.
You sold me on this movie.
I just sold a ticket in Athens. It's going to be like. Two for the John Cena Firehouse movie.
It's going to be one for the John Cena Firehouse movie.
That's when you can't rope anybody into joining you on that one?
I don't think so. Yeah, I have a hard time convincing people that beefy dude babysitting kids is a good genre of film.
Playing with Fire is the name of the movie.
Okay, that's kind of bad, but it's no worse than, like, The Game Plan or The Pacifier.
It's every one of those movies. It's his turn. They're like, you know you're muscular and you have to do one of these. It's
yeah.
Like, it's what it kind of felt like. I'm going to turn this up. You're going to hear it in a second. Hold on. And I think I like John Cena. He seems to be, like, a nice guy who works very hard.
Yeah.
Smoke jumpers.
Here you go.
The most elite team of firefighters in the world. We must be at our very best.
Every second of every day.
But give me a firefighter.
It sounds like a parody.
We do what I say, and we do it now.
He said no. We're a go for extraction.
And he's gonna pull them out, and they whoa! He pull them up to quickly smash them into the roof of the.
No.
Here we go. Listen to this.
So we can get you back to your parents. I'm legally bound to take care of you, so that's what I'm gonna do.
Mara!
And in turn, you're gonna be obedient, so we can do our job.
And when you do this, when you go like that, it's not helpful.
I gotta start getting some of these jobs Key has in a thing where he's just like, when you do the thing there, it's a little bit like, it's not what, it, like, man, I tell you.
Yeah, you gotta get those paycheck rolls, Tom.
I guess I can.
No shenanigans under my watch.
That's all you need to hear. No shenanigans under my watch.
Also, is it true that, like, if you are rescued by a firefighter, that, like, you're legally under their protection until their parents pick you up?
I think in this world, they're transport. I think it is. Well, the whole thing is, it's no shenanigans under the watch. That's rule number one. No shenanigans under the fire chief's, jurisdiction.
No shenanigans under my watch.
Me, fireman, can't turn my neck.
What needs to happen this second is you gotta watch your tone, little sister.
Or what?
Masher is coming to rock your world.
Now they're gonna sick a dog on the children. They're gonna sick a dog on children now. Like, Masher's gonna come and rock your world. It's like,
yeah.
Maybe even if these kids are being the most annoying kids on earth, you don't sick a dog on them, a giant dog on them.
Oh.
What just happened?
I think the baby just broke a dog, Sue.
Good doggy.
Because the little kid went, and then this dog sat. It's like, yeah, the dog should sit when somebody says sit if it's going to be this, like, firehouse dog.
Yeah. Also probably shouldn't know how to attack people on command.
Yes, exactly. Maybe they could have trained sit before they trained attack.
Sick them, yeah.
Yes.
I get distracted. I can't do this job effectively.
Don't you remember what it's like to be a kid?
No!
Soup, did we kill you?
That's always the big one, too, where they hit him with, like, an ATV, and he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
I tell you, I might see this. I think he just sold another ticket.
See it, Tom.
We just sold two tickets.
Guys, I found his whole Nerf gun!
Bring a player.
Now imagine this is what they played before Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
So,
there, like, monocles popping out of eyes?
There was this one woman stood up and she went, "Well, I never." And then she stormed out. And then this one guy goes, "Maybe you should sometime." Every sitcom. There's every sitcom. "Well, I never." "Maybe you should sometime."
It's a real Marx Brothers routine.
Yeah. It was like, I think Happy Days had that moment in every third episode.
Yeah.
So what's going on tonight, Clett? Anything else?
Oh, I figured that I wanted a trophy.
Well, first, let me ask you, what's the most expensive record you've ever sold?
The most expensive record that I've ever sold. Well, first off, I beat my record recently by selling a issue of Spider-Man for $750.
Really?
So that one was kind of big, but record-wise, it's a copy of John Frusciante's 2001 album. I forget what it's called, but I sold that for $550. Sold a copy of the Butcher cover for $500. So, like, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson's Mechanical Animal sold for $300 the other day.
$300 what?
Dollars. Yeah, it's on translucent vinyl, so if you like look at it and look at the cover through it, like the pills that are on the artwork, like have words and messages in them. Okay.
Well, that's cool.
It's not.
It's not okay. What's the most expensive record you've seen for sale, like at the store or whatever? What's the priciest record, even if it hasn't sold?
Jeez, I have sold all of the most expensive ones. There's, like, some weird Miles Davis record that we have that, like, because it comes from a pressing plant that doesn't really exist in reality is, like, worth $1,000, but I'm real nervous about it, so I won't list it. I don't want to get yelled at.
Mm-hmm. Yelled at, you mean?
You know, typed angrily at.
Yes. Exactly, by somebody going, "You know, this is not an official, Is that what it is? Is it a gray market record? Would you say that? Is that what it is?
No, it's a legit record. It's just, like, I can't find any information on the Columbia pressing plant in Chicago.
Okay.
Sounds like
somebody just put a call out to find out about it.
Yeah.
So
I know all about the ones in Scranton and Jacksonville and all that. My job makes me learn really specific things.
So you got that record that could go for the most of any of the records.
Yeah, it could. My friend who like works with me found like in a pile of garbage like a copy of Guns N' Roses Live Like a Suicide. So that one's pretty expensive.
That was their EP they had before that, the one album they had, that the one album, the great album with
Before Chinese Democracy.
Before the Spaghetti Incident. Isn't it amazing? And look, I know I've talked about this before. I will be fascinated by it forever. Is that that band at a point just did an album of just covers, and then they had a doo-wop version of Since I Don't Have You on it.
Yeah. You've heard Axl Rose's recent covers of, like, Wichita County Lineman, right?
Hold on a second. What?
Yeah, you should type that into YouTube. Axl Rose, like, has been doing Wichita County Lineman in concert for, like, the past year or so.
Axl Rose, Wichita Lineman. Let me see here.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. No, this can't be. This is a trick. I'm going to get Rick rolling, right? You're not going to Rick roll me, are you, Colette?
I would not.
It's good to hear.
Now imagine you're seeing Guns N' Roses, right? Your favorite band. And they come out. This is 2017. This is not...
It's a dude from The Replacements in the band.
I gotta hear this. Man, he missed the note right off the bat there.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
I am a lineman for the county. Missed the target on that. Get me up there. I'll do it better with Toms and Roses.
Yeah.
I am a lineman for the county. See, that's the note. Not when I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another world, and I need you more than want you. Ooh, and I want you for all time. I gotta hear how he does it.
When you sing it like that, it sounds like it could go on.
What's that?
It sounds like that could go on Use Your Illusion, though.
Oh, no, I'm... What's your... Looks like he's wearing all his clothes at once, like he's worried somebody's going to steal them from backstage. Like he just has like five outfits. It's like the episode of Friends when Joey put on all of Chandler's clothes. He's like, look at me. I'm Chandler. Could I be any more? Could I have any more clothes on? Axl Rose is doing that with his own clothes. I'll give him credit on that. He's got a dignity to it. This guy, such a dignified man he was with his songs of hate. Like now he's just grown into the dignified old man of scum metal.
Hate speech.
Yeah, hate speech. He could do. Hopefully, he can transition from this into one in a million would be a nice one to hear. And I used to love her, but I had to kill her. He could do a fun acoustic little set there of all their. You're still on the line. How is this guy a billionaire?
Is he?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Just imagine every time you see a movie trailer and you hear, that's a giant pile of money goes into his pocket.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the like my former local football team, the Detroit Lions, used to like start off games with that, like kickoffs would have that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That.
And then they would get destroyed.
Sure. They'd be, yeah. Welcome to the jungle. And be like, what jungle? We're going to win. It's like, you guys better watch out. You're in the jungle. You're the Detroit Lions. What are we worried about? Oh, no. We're in the jungle. It's a jungle filled with bad football players. It's like, so what would you want a trophy for, Colette?
Oh, just for being a millennial. I am entitled to one.
Best millennial. That's your trophy. Best millennial 2019.
Best of my generation.
Because everybody gets a trophy.
I'm so proud of myself.
You did it. You did it. All right, Colette. I'm going to say goodnight.
All right, Tom. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Best show. Final call. Final call. Best show.
Oh, I'm the final call.
You are.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi. Welcome. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, this is Brockhell from Montana.
Brockhell?
That's correct.
How do you spell Brockhell?
That's Brockuel.
Brockhell. That's a nice name. How are you, Brockhell?
Thank you. I'm doing well. I'm a little cold. It's cold here. We got our first snow today.
Really? And where are you?
I'm in Billings, so I'm not in the mountains, but definitely cold.
Billings, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And your state, let me see if I can name the states next to your state. North Dakota?
Uh-huh.
South Dakota? Right?
Yep.
Idaho?
Uh-huh.
Wyoming? Right? Wyoming touch Montana?
Yeah.
Am I missing another state?
No, I think you got it.
Oh, how about that?
Good job.
Thank you, Brockhell. So what's going on tonight?
Well, okay, so I know, first of all, I have a favor to ask, if that's okay.
Of course.
I have a unique name. It's not common. But it's kind of like a dream of mine to be rebranded.
Okay.
On the show.
All right.
If I could be rebranded, I'd be very happy. But if not, no pressure. It's fine.
All right, here we go. Look, you've got a very nice name, Brockhell. Do you want a name that is just? Do you want to be able to walk into that gift shop and see your name on a miniature license plate? Is that the goal?
No. I want a best show name.
Okay, you don't want to see like Anne when you walk in, like. Hey, I'm Ann.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
No. Brockhell from what city? Billings?
Billings. It's the big city.
Yes.
The biggest one.
Brockhell from Billings. Your name is going to be what if it's Montana from Montana? How about that? Montana from Montana.
Montana from Montana.
How's
I'll take
that?
It.
Your name is now Montana from Montana.
Thank you so much.
And you have to say it really quickly like that. Hi, it's Montana from Montana.
From Montana.
Yeah, let's hear you. Let me hear it.
Hi, this is Montana from Montana.
I love it.
But here we say Montana.
Okay, then say Montana from Montana. Well, yeah, say it differently. Say I'm Montana from Montana.
Montana from Montana.
There you go.
Is that different enough?
Or you try it on for size. You can play with it and figure, but I like Montana from Montana.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much.
Anything else?
Well, so you're giving out trophies?
Yeah, I'll give you the final trophy of the night.
Okay, I didn't get to tune in, so I don't know what kind of trophies we're giving out, but I thought I recently accomplished something. I'd like to feel validated by my
accomplishments. What did you accomplish?
So I'm 23 years old, and I got my driver's license this week.
Okay.
It wasn't so easy, but I did it.
Okay. Well, your trophy says best new driver.
Yeah.
Montana from Montana.
Oh, that's great. We have a lot of bad drivers here, so.
Well, you're the best. You're the best new driver. All right, Montana.
The best driver.
You have a great night.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye. That's nice. Nice call, huh, Mike? Nice way down the show.
But the cream rise to the top, oh yeah.
That's right, the cream does rise to the top. Here on the best show. You don't think I realize that sometimes this is the cream and maybe we don't get it right off the bat? Maybe it doesn't, what we want doesn't come when we want it. You don't think I
realize? Yeah, no, I'm living in a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm living in a nightmare. You get it. You get it, Randy Macho Man Savage. He gets it. We get it. They don't. Everybody, thanks for listening to the best show. We will be back. I appreciate it. Good night.
Something you may not know about me. I haven't paid for a drink in over 4 years.
Never hear anything on the show that would in any way offend anybody in your family, ever. Not one day, ever. Never has, never will. So, and I stick by that. And I've always stuck by that. So you can turn it on with your kids in the car anytime. Anytime. You will never have to say, oh, what are they talking about? Oh, look at the language you use. Oh, look what he's talking about. Look at the subject matter. You'll never have to do that, ever. Not once. Nor have you ever had to in 35 years.
I was fired. I was fired. I was fired, so sad to tell. Well, I never saw it coming.
Somebody sing.
I think you've been hurt.
Laura.
Watch your step there. Watch your step there.
Come on, easy.
Oh, man, I can't stop that blood, man.
What happened? Can you please tell me what happened?
In my empire, life is sweet. Just asking about me. Life may be one.
Is anybody down here can help us?
But it don't worry me. Come on, everybody sing. It don't worry me. It don't worry. You may say I ain't free. You don't worry me. Everybody, don't worry me. You don't worry me. You may say I ain't free. It's not gonna worry me. I spread me every song. You don't word. Tax relief may never come. You don't worry me. Economy's depressed.
Come on, I need you.
My spirit's high as they can be. You may say I ain't free. You don't worry me. Oh, you don't worry me. It's on.